We all stand up for tonight.
Let's bow our heads and close our eyes and look unto Him in a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, with a heart full of gratitude and thanksgiving, we stand with bowed heads and bowed hearts in Thy presence for the great and mighty things that You have wrought amongst us. And Lord, how true is that song, Father, that none could worship You like we do. For Lord, we have seen our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Lord, we know that we have been redeemed. That is why we can worship You, Father. For Lord, all the rest of the people who have not seen the names is worshiping the beast. Yeah, Lord. But there is some worshiping You tonight in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such. Lord, I pray tonight that You would come to pour more of Your oil and Your wine in our hearts. That we can worship You more and more, Father. For Lord, You desire that, for You said, hurt not the oil and the wine. And that voice is still crying out tonight. And Lord, may our cups run it over. Like David was, Father, when he saw the ark coming back in position. He said, my cup run it over. So may You bless us and bless Your word to our hearts tonight. And grant us a clear understanding by the Holy Spirit. We ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You turn to your Bibles. We'd like to read. Pick back up my scriptures last night. There's so much. We didn't hardly even touch the scriptures. Revelation 8:13. Revelation 12 and Revelation 7. Really appreciate the fine atmosphere that we feel amongst us tonight. And seeing that you have come early and prayed and consecrate your hearts and just waiting that God would speak to you, we know we're bound to hear from heaven. Revelation 8:13, right here between the fourth and fifth trumpet, it says, and I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. Revelation 9:12. One woe is past, and behold, there cometh two woes more hereafter. Revelation 11:14. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And then we take Revelation 12 and begin reading with verse 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars, and she, being a child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and he cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to be delivered, to devour her child as soon as it was born. She brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to His throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared by God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was there place for any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, who accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens and you that dwell in them. Woe, and the third woe now, to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And Revelation chapter 7, verse 1 to 4. Because those three woes that we're speaking about here, the first one is right here in Revelation chapter 7, verse 1. Speaking of political disturbance. And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, and that the Holy Spirit, Jesus himself, having the seal of the living God, the seal of the living God is the Holy Spirit, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our gods in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. May the Lord add his blessing to his word, and have his seat. Tonight we're going to speak, behold, the third will come quickly, and the three woes contained in the seven trumpets. Just want to continue again tonight. And we want to welcome everyone in the house of God that could make it and is here tonight. And, you know, trust that the Lord will richly bless your hearts and make his word real unto you tonight. I want to go right into the word. We ought to have some of the saints and our approach here really. Welcome them in the house of God tonight also. Just to read a couple of things that Brother Bram was saying here about this book of Revelation. So we could kind of, just for a little opening to begin. He said, though this volume will contain itself with various major doctrines, speaking about the Seven Church Ages book, after he had preached it in 1960, found in Revelation chapter 1 to 3, its main theme is setting forth a detailed study of the Seven Church Ages. This is necessary in order to study and to understand the rest of the Revelation. So if you find for the past few nights things been spoken and kind of hard for you to grasp it, there's a very reason to begin with. To understand the rest of the Revelation, you have to understand the first two chapters.
Amen.
Amen. See, this is necessary in order to study and to understand the rest of the Revelation. For out of the ages come the seals, out of the seals come the trumpets, out of the trumpets come the vials, like the first burst of a woman candle. The church ages come forth with a mighty initial illumination, without which there could be no further light. Amen. There could be no further light in the book of Revelation without the church ages being revealed. But once the brilliance of the seven church ages is given by divine revelation, light upon light follows until the whole of the revelation opens wide before our wondering eyes, and we edified and purified by its spirit are made ready for his glorious appearing, even our Lord and Savior, the one true God, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I have been edified.
Yes.
I have been purified by His Spirit.
Yes.
I have been made ready unto His coming.
Yes.
Amen. He said, light upon light follows until the whole of the revelation. The whole of the revelation opens wide before your wide wondering eyes. And it really makes you wonder. When it begins to open wide before your eyes,
yeah.
You wonder in amazement. That, you mean to say these things here all the time?
Yeah.
You mean to say I was reading these things all the time and couldn't grasp that, is this what we're saying?
Sure.
Amen. And that is the experience of the believer when that is happening. And he also said in the Seventh Church Age, he said this book is usually termed the Revelation of St. John, but that is incorrect.
Amen.
It is the revelation of Jesus Christ given to John, for Christians of all ages.
Amen.
Now the Greek word for revelation is apocalypse, which means unveiling.
Amen.
This unveiling is perfectly described in the example of a sculptor unveiling his work of statuary, exposing it to the onlooker. It is an uncovering, revealing what was previously hidden.
Amen.
So there's a lot of things hidden inside of here, what is going on. But as he begins to pull the cover off, the veil off, you begin to see what is going on.
Amen.
I can maybe throw a whole big sheet over this pulpit here. You may walk in here and say, I wonder what is under that sheet.
Amen.
You see, and what is that they've covered up on the platform?
Amen.
Amen. If I wonder, then somebody might make a guess. Somebody might make another guess.
Amen.
And by the time somebody comes to take the sheet off, we may have 969 guesses.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And by the time somebody comes and pulls the veil off, they're going to realize the 969 guesses was wrong.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Even the one who comes to pull off the veil was guessing too.
Yeah.
Before he pulled the veil off, he said, I myself was wrong. He said, I even have the white horse riders, the Holy Spirit myself. Amen. So when it's unveiled, then you look and realize God alone is right. It took a lamb to be filled from heaven. Amen. So that's what's actually happening. It's just, it's unveiling. While he unveils to you, you look and you see what is taking place. Amen. So he says, now, the uncovering is not only the revelation of the person of Christ. It's not just to know that Jesus Christ is God and his prophet, peace, and king, and eagle, lamb, and lion. It's not just to know that. But it is the revelation of his future works in the uncoming seven ages.
Amen.
He said, have you ever noticed how Satan hates two books of the Bible more than all others? True liberal theologians and spiritual scientists, he's always attacking the book of Genesis and the book of Revelation. In both of these books, we find Satan's origin, his awful ways, and his destruction.
Amen.
And you know, if you could find him, as we've been trying to show it these past few nights, pick him up where he was in heaven, how had thou fallen, Lucifer? After all, you was the anointed cherub.
Yeah.
You was the son of the morning. And you know Ezekiel 28?
Yeah.
Where he described all what he had and how he walked there and inside with music and he walked all these fine adorned precious stones and all these different things. Amen? He said, you may say you fall like a falling star, like a flash of lightning. So quick, you see? So, and then we pick him up, ride him, and trace him, and then we find him out in the room, and he begins to ascend back out. And while he's coming out in four stages. Ascending out of the pit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, when he fully ascended out, was a beast. And he went to make war with the prophets. But he was pushing up himself very slowly. First, he started off in the very realm of the present day message.
Yeah.
Amen. So he had left the Jews who crucified Jesus, and he came with the message.
Yeah.
Because right there in the first age, the deeds were sprung inside the church. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And God said, "I have somewhat against thee, that deeds there." Are those Nicolaitans. And we find out afterwards that he was changing, Antichrist, false prophet, and the beast. And the last days is the beast. Amen.
Amen.
But before he becomes the beast, he goes through a process, different stages. And during that time, he is getting state and church and all this is united and bring it under one headship where he becomes the God of this evil age, enthroned, sitting in the temple as though he's God and being worshipped as God.
Amen.
So that's where it's going to finally end up. It about 99% like that right now. Amen. So this book, he says, we are studying is the actual revelation of Jesus himself in the church and his work in the future ages. He said, then I mentioned it takes the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm reading this for this purpose here, to give it this. It takes the Holy Spirit to give us a revelation or we fail to get it. Bringing these two thoughts together, that it takes the Holy Spirit to give us revelation, and also it is the actual revelation of Jesus and the church, and that the revelation is supposed to be getting who Jesus is and what he's doing.
Amen.
See, so it takes the Holy Spirit to give us revelation. He said it wouldn't just take ordinary study and thinking to make this book real. If you're going to depend upon your sin only and just thinking and try to study and use your natural mind, You won't get it. It's going to take the operation of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So he said, that means this book
can't be revealed to anyone but a special class of people. It will take one with prophetic insight will require the ability to hear from God. It will require supernatural instruction, not just a student comparing verse with verse, though that is good. So we may go through a couple of verse with verse here, and somebody might think, oh yes, I get it. And when you go back home, you only see up to your verse by verse that we spend a couple of minutes in the night in the service. But after you get your verse by verse, you need to hear from God. You need the operation of the Holy Ghost. You need supernatural instruction. You need prophetic insight. He says, but a ministry requires the teaching of the Spirit, or it never becomes clear. That's why a lot of people, when the prophet came, had the seven church ages as something back there in ancient Egypt, in Asia. And they thought it was just seven, these were seven pastors to seven local churches, and that had nothing to do for the future. But in fantasy, it was a prophecy, and the characteristics that was going to be in the future ages was represented in those seven local churches. Well, there's more than seven churches in Asia. There was Galatia, there was Corinth, there was Thessalonica. There's all these churches back at Philippi in Asia. But the Holy Spirit chose out seven specific ones and He put them in a specific order. He didn't just say Pergamos and Laodicea and Ephesus, and He said Ephesus first. Because Ephesus, which means aim at and relax, was a type of Eve. Now the church of beginnings. Then Smyrna meant bitterness. Because out of Eve came forth twins, Cain and Abel, and Cain slew Abel for his revelation. The fourth man persecuted the true vine. Then Pergamos means married. Because the next stage, back in Genesis, was that the sons of God saw the daughters of men and took unto them wives, and the church married the world. And they got a hybrid religion. Then the Torah of Babel, Nimrod and the man of sin. When they come to Tyre, dominant female. You see, Semiramis coming at false doctrine. That Nimrod was the promised seed. And he was represented as the husband and son. You see, he claimed that he was divine. And that was Sinic religion had the origin. Then out of that, God called out a selected, by election, come down and called Abraham out to walk by faith. Amen. And the divine purposes was going to be fulfilled through Abraham and his seed. See, and then Abraham began to journey by faith, not knowing where he was going, like Luther. Luther didn't even know where he was going. Coming by faith, but you know that Catholicism is false. And he came up by faith, pressing on. The judge shall live by faith, looking for the promise. Amen. But God was calling him out to bring him back to the original apostolic faith. Amen. That the church went away from, that Paul had. Because after Paul left, then Irenaeus come on. When Irenaeus come on, he had already found the things Paul prophesied about in the church. But Paul prophesied, after my departure, grievous wolves will rise up, not sparing the flock, speaking perverse things. All these things back in the first age. You see? And the deeds were becoming a doctrine. So then Irenaeus, the Holy Spirit, chose Irenaeus because Polycarp was leaning towards organization. He just leaned slight and got disqualified. You see? But Irenaeus was militant to anything anti-word. See? And then right there, they come through there to Pergamos, you know, and then Martin came up there and he fought Balaamism, which was a corrupt clergy now subjecting the people to all this ceremonial form of worship. Amen. You see? And it was a constant war to bring back what the original church had, because Paul says, no other foundation can be laid than the which I lay. And any man build upon it, let him take heed how he build. Because I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Even when they questioned me, because he was waiting somebody down in Asia and he's writing and correcting the church, he said it had been reported to me so and so and so, and I sent this letter to correct you. And I said, who do you think he is? He even here, and you want to correct us? He said, what? Came the word of God out from you or to you? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Should I come in with meekness or come in a rod? Yeah. Amen. He said he might have many people speaking to you in different things, but you have one Father who has espoused you. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Who have begotten you to Christ. Amen. You see, so when you look back there, you see those type of things back there, you see? It was coming through there in the church. So all those things back there was for a purpose in the Bible. And I don't want to go into that. That's a whole next thing by itself. All right. So he says, now this book is not meant for everybody. There's nobody can understand hardly. Amen? I want to turn on to Daniel 70 weeks here before we start. Now he says, now, in Daniel 70 weeks, paragraph, give all instructions to Daniel, paragraph 31, he says, now, Revelation 6, because the church goes up in the fourth chapter of Revelation, first three chapters. First chapter is Jesus Christ, the revelation of Jesus Christ, showing forth his deity. The second and third chapter is the church ages. The fourth chapter, John is called, come up hither, go up into heaven, see things which are hereafter, the throne in heaven, all these things. Revelation chapter 5, about the seven seal book, the Lamb living in the accessory. You're going to open the seven seal book, Revelation 6, showing the seals. And from 6 right down to the 19th chapter, the church don't appear. Church come back in the 19th chapter. Now what's something? So he says from 6, 1 to 1921 is connected to the 70th week. Therefore we must stop and explain why these 70 weeks. Because if you don't, you will miss those seals. You will miss those trumpets. You will miss those vials, those plagues. Those on three unclean spirits like frogs. Those three woes. The casting out of the red dragon, the one in the sun. You will miss it all if you don't. Because it takes place right here in the 70th week. That's where it takes place. Now you're speaking chronologically how these things are written here in the Bible. Now what's something? So here these past few nights, we've been kind of looking into the Word here and trying to take our range finder and focus on it and put it under a magnifying glass and begin to look and see that these things have a special meaning, because aware it is placed in the book, and then what we see taking place at a certain time. I've been trying, they're preaching different places. First night we were talking about the great river Euphrates, then the other night we were speaking about the locusts in the river Euphrates, then last night we began to speak about the three woes here in the seven trumpets. And the seal of the Holy Spirit, after all these years, that he had it sealed up in the message, he's just going to shine light to bring an understanding of what these things are. Now for the past few years we've been all along the sides of it, touching different things here. But here now, God actually opening it and showing what it is. Amen. And to me that has been very great, because that taking place there, it brings such an assurance in our hearts that the Holy Spirit, who spoke those things and said he would do such a thing, is doing such a thing. Amen. When you see God speak something and years pass and then God spoke those things, remember he said so. Then it showed you he was the one attract your attention to look at those things. Because he's obligated to his word and bound by his word, he will always come back to his word. And that's why a believer holding on to God's promise, they know God will not fail. Regardless of how long things take, God is going to come to those who are waiting for him in accordance with his promise. Unto them that look for him shall he appear a second time. Amen. Them who look for him. Amen. And how will the world not see you, Lord? And how will we see you? Amen. I will come unto you and make my abode with you. I will come in and sup with you, in other words. Amen. And the Spirit of truth, the Comforter, the inside teacher, shall teach you all things. Amen. And things that were said since 1963 when the seals opened, he'll bring it back to your remembrance. And he will teach you further on those truths. And the Spirit of God will teach the deep things of God. Yeah. Will search it out and teach it. The Spirit of man will search the things of man. Yeah. But the Spirit of God will search the deep things of God. Yeah. You know what 1 Corinthians 2 said? And then John back there speaking about the unction from the Holy One. That any little man teach you, teach you all things. Amen. And the Holy Spirit being present with the church and come for a specific purpose to reveal the truth. You see, that's why many people get mixed with the evidence of the Holy Spirit, because they fail to see the purpose the Holy Spirit was sent for. Amen. And the purpose the Holy Spirit was sent for was to teach the church further on the things Jesus said. He said, I have many things to speak unto you, but you can't bear them. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he teaches all things. Amen. Is that correct? Amen. Alright, because when Jesus came, he didn't come as a teacher, He came as a sacrifice to die. Amen. And he was speaking them things and there wasn't understanding. But when the Holy Spirit came back, then he began to understand what is someone eat my flesh and drink my blood, all this, because Paul had begun to separate now the law from grace. He wrote the New Testament, showing us a new dispensation. It was a different time here, showing what Jesus Christ came for, where it was promised in the scriptures, where he fulfilled those things, and where it was a new age opening up, until the Holy Spirit was revealing the very hidden mystery that was in Christ. Not revealed here, but being revealed now to the church. Is that what Ephesians said? Because Paul began to teach about a church which no Jew did know nothing about.
Amen. True, brother.
You see, because when Eve was in Adam, she was unexpressed. And all they had known about was the Messiah, 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 but never know the Messiah, the second Adam, the second Eve inside of him. And they didn't know Calvary is only putting the second Adam to sleep to take out the feminine spirit and put it in another body so it could be revealed. So Paul, understanding that when Christ died on the cross and the water, blood, and the spirit came out, that God was now giving birth to the church. And it's a great mystery where she will be born of his bone, flesh of his flesh. She will be him. So he began to preach and tell them, in his own times, he will show forth who the real true potentate is. He's all looking for the kingdom to come now. But he will show forth in his own times.
Amen.
But right now is a mystery between Adam and Eden taking place.
Amen.
He said, and this mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
And they could understand Paul. Not even Peter could get it good. Amen. They walk with the Lord. So they're not walking with the Lord. It's the Holy Spirit coming back. And a neck taking up his abode in you. Amen. So here it was, he began to make those things plain. And Paul wrote all those things in the Bible. And then the Holy Spirit came back in the last day just to restore back what Paul preached.
Amen.
So the first message and the last message is the same message. First bride and the last bride is the same bride. And when it's something, you have no certain mystery. He just gathers up all the loops of the messengers left. Amen. Hallelujah. And reveal the Son of Man. And show the full word is born in the manifestation again, vindicated by the Spirit of God in full strength. And when that's being done, his coming has been revealed.
Amen.
Amen. There's no further stage than the wheat.
Amen.
So when they come back to that, then we know the end is here. And then when those things have been revealed, then we're going to see the mystery of his coming unfolding before us.
Amen.
And that's what the seven thunders and all these things are all about.
Amen.
So here it is now that he had started off preaching in the book of Revelation. And that, as I tell you, my knowledge in the mystery is that he started off preaching the book of Revelation. That was his message. And 1960, just to make it clear for you, just to give you a little quotation here, and make it very clear for you here. On the fifth seal here, he said, do you believe that the time, even on John, on the Isle of Patmos, the message was so perfect that they couldn't trust with an angel?
Amen.
You know an angel is a messenger, but did you know that the messenger was a prophet? Do you believe that? Let's prove it. Revelation 22. Let's see if it was an angel. Sure, he was an angel. He was a messenger, but it was a prophet that revealed this whole book of Revelation to him. Revelation 22, 8 and 9. See, page 28. Now, the book was so important that it is the word of God. Now, watch. And when the word of God is brought forth, it's going to be brought by the prophet. That's who the word of God comes to. Every word of God is brought. The Bible doesn't change the system at all. Amen. See, it's the same thing. It's got to come to this seer that we are expecting to arrive, Revelation 1:7. Because he was the one who revealed the book to John.
Amen.
Amen. The eyes of Patmos, a prophet. And people always thought it was pre-existence of souls. It wasn't pre-existence of souls. It was that John was transported into a future day.
Amen.
And John represented the bride in this day. Amen. And in this day, then the whole mystery, the whole revelation of Jesus Christ, that he couldn't tell the disciples back there when he's in that first ministry, the Son of Man there, when he couldn't tell them, it's now been revealed. Because it was to be made known in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. The book will remain sealed until his time.
Amen.
And that's why we can look into these things, because the book has been opened. And he started in 1960, preaching the first two chapters of Revelation, the Holy Spirit, many people have been preaching different times. All the early church, they would read the book, didn't understand it, but they knew that John was an apostle. They knew the things that Jesus spoke about John. They knew that the things that John had received, he didn't have no nightmare, so they knew it was the word of God, though they didn't understand it. And then when the time comes, here now God is going to make it known. And there was something that had happened that caused God to tell the prophet, begin to reveal it now. And what it was, you find in Revelation of Jesus Christ, some in the first couple pages, he said when he saw America history repeating back, in Israel history rather, repeating back in America, which is a type of Israel, because the Son of Man been revealing the East, been revealing the West now, you see, and the ages come from East to West, and on the West Coast, America, and that's where America is found in Revelation chapter 3. The church, that the Pentecostal church, the last revival, the Pentecostal church, came out of America, and as a nation, politically, it comes out in Revelation 13. And in the seventh vision, he saw Revelation 13, he saw it destroyed by the communists. In Revelation 3, he saw there's a witch dancing the rock and roll music. So he saw both the church and the political realm there. Everything was finished. And you've already seen it, because it's in 1956, the past redemption. It's over. You see? So what's something? So we know we're living just in that time where that seventh vision is going to come to pass. And the Pentecostal church is already gone. We see the witch dancing the rock and roll music. But we yet to see now the next part. Because when that witch is going down, there's a bride going up, you know. Hallelujah. And if you could see the witch going down tonight, then you must see a bride going up. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because in the vision, the bride had turned and was marching back from every nation. And we found Elijah, Israel history in America being repeated, was like in the time of Elijah when Ahab was king. And when Ahab was king, here was Jezebel, a pagan. And you know, she is mentioned over in the New Testament. Amen. In the Thyatira church age, it says, thou sufferest that woman Jezebel her prophets in these things. Amen. So that spirit was moving there. And this day, when the history was being repeated, because America, in prophecy, was Revelation 13, and it is a beast coming out of the earth. The second beast. The first beast came out of the water, which was Rome, water was multitude of people in Europe. The second beast was when they fled for freedom of religion from the persecution in Europe to America. And then they started there, they started with 13 colonies, and they had 13 stars in their flag, 13 stripes, all these different things. And they appear in the 13th chapter of Revelation. And here it is, a beast come out of the earth. See? And then today, the girl, you see, that was ahead of the world, but is fallen because she rejected her message. She rejected, just like the Jews back in Jesus' time. When the Messiah came, they rejected him. So Titus was coming to bring judgment. So the same way America reject the Son of Man again, then Titus coming. But before Titus came in 70, the sealing angel dropped down. Between the rejection of the Son of Man and the coming of Titus, the sealing angel dropped down and pulled the Christians out, and not one was caught inside of there. Amen. And we're in the same time again. See? So America history has been repeated there. Ahab was on the throne. Jezebel was behind him. And the Holy Spirit said, all right, now. Because here it was Elijah at that time when he saw the whole Protestant church, who were like the prophets of God, Hebrew prophets, so to speak, begin to get carried away now and lean towards Jezebel, who was the one really controlling, though she was not in the front. Ahab was in the front. Yeah. But it was Jezebel walking, concealing herself, but with her influence loose to Ahab. Yeah. Them locusts that was in Jezebel, that was bound. Amen. Was being loose to Ahab. You see? And then the horde was swinging and they was killing the prophets of God. And Elijah said, oh God, I was the only one remain. And the Lord said, no, you have 7,000. And when he preached presence to my ministry, he said, Lord, all man has forsaken me. I'm the only one that remain. And the Holy Spirit said, no, in 1964. And pull the seal back and shame a bride from every nation.
Yes.
That there were 7,000 that didn't bow down their knees. They will come marching on with Christian soldiers.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They will not bow their knees. And he saw them there in Revelation 10:8-11. That little bunch who was waiting there to be quickened and come forth in the season, and they will prophesy again.
Yes.
The Micaiahs who was watching. What? That, you see, Micaiah was one of them, you know.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Micaiah was watching what Elijah said.
Yes.
So when they rise up there and begin to talk all the different things, Micaiah said, Elijah didn't see that.
Yes.
He said, if you come back in peace, God didn't talk to me.
Yes.
And in other words, you're saying God didn't talk to Elijah either.
Yes.
But they know God had talked to Elijah. Amen.
Yes.
So there's no coming back in peace.
Amen.
Now watch. So here it was. And from the time that began to happen in America, now that was going in America, and the people didn't know. Here it was a place in the Bible. This I want to show you. Here is a place in the Bible that could have tell and plainly identify what was happening, and nobody didn't know.
Amen.
Israel history, everything was right in the Bible. And they just thought it was a good president, you know, because the way after the trouble in World War I and World War II, nobody wanted no more wars. The whole world gets so shook up, the nation, the church, they didn't want no war at all.
Amen.
I don't want to get there yet. I'm going to help myself. Because it's right there because they didn't want no war. And everybody gets so scared. Oh, I hope you don't go into the next war. Then the devil says, right, I'm going to get them right here. I'm going to preach peace, love, and unity.
Yes.
Amen.
Because everybody gets scared for war. So the nations begin to come together, the churches begin to come together, and a whole love God begin to preach, and the whole peace and love movement, all the young people and the hippies, all the sick begin to move there and sweep out everything. Religion, politics, and demon powers. Because, oh, they don't want to war, disarmament, everything, you know, and protesting that. But right there, the devil decided to put his master plan into effect. So the same thing that caused the wars begin to move in religion. The same spirit who almost killed out the world and almost destroyed the earth that the people didn't want to come back. That the same spirit looks in the ecclesiastical realm now and they embrace it.
Yes.
Because they were unsuspecting, they come preaching peace, peace. But when they begin to say peace, peace, sudden destruction. The church will not be trapped in the peace, peace business. Because she'll understand the mystery of the seals, and she will know what is taking place. Amen. So here it was, 1960, the Holy Spirit said, go into the book quickly now. The church must have this message. And the prophet went and he started Revelation chapter 1, and he couldn't go. He said, Lord, look, I reach verse 9 here, and I can't move. Because how am I going to interpret here white like wool? He said, so I went before God and said, Lord, I have the responsibility. And a vision broke. And he saw a judge of Israel with a white wig. And he said, oh, that was. The Holy Spirit referred back to Daniel, chapter 7. When Daniel stood there in the ancient days. And then he began to understand what was going on. So then he came and preached. And the Holy Spirit, way in 1960, was going to put out something, a revelation. And when it happened in 1963, then he's still going to conceal it for 3 years.
Yeah.
And when the minds almost forget about it, he will just refer them back to what happened in 1960.
Yeah.
Because it is going to be revealed but remain a secret. So 1960 revealed that Jesus, when he's wearing that white wig, is a judge.
Yeah.
No, that's 1960. Not until 1965, he understood that blast and seven angels from a pyramid was really Christ, you know. That was never preached until 1965, at least identified. Because from 63 to 65, what he's preaching is, did you see those circle of light in the sky? That cloud there, supernatural cloud that blasted the angels and God to me go to Arizona. But one day the Holy Spirit said, you're watching the picture wrong.
Yeah.
He said, turn to the right angle.
Yeah.
Now God could have told him that from since 1963 it happened. Because Appear in Life magazine made it something 1963. It's not Appear in Life magazine. But not 1965. He said, turn to the right. So God could have told him all along. Holy Spirit is going to hide it.
Yeah.
And when he comes among the believers, then he's going to reveal to them what's happening. You see, and the elected ones, like in the time the Jews waiting for Titus to come, they see the sign and move. Not one of those Christians is caught in the air. Because they saw the sign. They didn't overlook the true sign. They saw the sign, and the sign had a voice. And that sign had a voice of seven thunders. And seven thunders are a message revealing the coming of Christ. When it comes from heaven like a thief in the night. Amen. It's going to be a revelation only to the elected seed. Amen. So 1960, he went and preached the seven church ages. And 1960, the Holy Spirit came on afterwards, write it in fire to give a witness that that is nothing but the truth.
Amen.
God draw back over exactly what he drew. Then God's going to show it in the sky 3 years afterwards. You see? But it starts from all the air. Then 1961, he comes well after the church ages, and said, we can't go no further because the next thing in that book is the seals. He said, according to the Bible, no man is worthy to open that book. He said, so I ain't even going to try. See? It had to come down to heaven. And he says, no, but what we could do by the time, we wait until God send that. If the church go up in the fourth chapter and do up until the 19th chapter, he says then, it means to say, that part is connected to the Jews who have half a week remain. That is why God gathered them back in Palestine. Because the Jews are timepiece. When you see the fig tree put for it, but you know as a believer that is even at the doors.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Then you have your eyes peeled, you have your ears peeled. Something is be coming forth. Amen. After 1946. Something is be happening. From the time you see the Jews back in the homeland, something is be a secret go on the earth. He will come like a thief in the night. The whole world will be looking all up in the sky, different things. But they won't know what is happening.
Yeah.
You see? And the thief comes to do three things. Steal and kill and destroy. But Jesus said that. He said when a thief comes, he comes to steal and kill and destroy. And he comes to steal away his bride. The one shall be taken, the other shall remain. He comes to kill Jezebel, show with death.
Yeah.
Amen. So the last plague before he went down to Egypt was death. I'll throw him in a bed. Which is hell afterwards. You see, then he comes to destroy them who destroy the earth.
Amen.
Because during the last, after World War II, when they started all this advancement in technology and science, they almost pull out all the iron ore and all the minerals in the earth, and they build big industries, they build the inventions of peacetime, all the big skyscrapers, all the fancy motor cars, all the different things. And the inventions in peacetime kill more than the inventions in wartime kill.
Amen.
God, the motor car is killing over 200 every year in Trinidad.
Amen.
Amen. And Trinidad have a war yet.
Amen.
For them to use their guns. Amen.
Amen.
And the inventions of peace kill so much already.
Amen.
You see what's happening? Man civilization is on the technological evil, Satan Eden. Because it started when Cain was cast out the presence of God. And from the time he went out the presence of God, that revelation struck him. While he's in the presence of God, them thoughts can come. But from the time he went out the presence of God, he said, I get anointed with a different spirit. And he was going to carry him away. It is, and that was only a type in the first age too, that from the time they begin to go from the world, and what happened, they begin to build cities, organizations. Amen. Wall cities to keep them in and keep other people out. So they could be like a little king in the whole little kingdom. Now you see, God is always against the spirit. Amen. Now watch. So afterwards, now he preached. He said we must take Daniel 70 weeks. And he took Daniel 70 weeks. Because Daniel 70 weeks is what ties, what bridges back the revelation here from the Gentile back to the Jewish age. And it took Daniel 70 weeks, and he said not so much to reveal the time Jesus is going to come, but to make the picture for you that you can see what is happening. Then 1962, you know, the vision came. God opened the seventh seal book. Now is the time now that the Lord himself will begin to reveal what is hidden in the book, because the end has come. And he preached, "Sirs, is this the time? Could it be my brethren?" Those seven angels, remember all the years of our message? I went over healing. First pull and second pull, that attracted full attention. But I was going to get them ready for a message. Because there must be a voice behind the sign. And then he went, yeah, here was your voice coming forth now. And he preached the seven seals. Now when he preached the seven seals, he says, "All right, the next thing in Revelation now is the seven trumpets." He says, "And the same way I saw God have me to draw it out with the seven church ages, all the circle and so on." He said, "And then God came down and showed in the heavens. Then he put the national papers and sent across the nation." Amen. He said, "Then I came and preached the seals. I draw the pyramid here and all these things." He said, "Then God came and showed in the heavens afterwards. Put it in Life magazine and send around the world." Amen. He said, "So since the church's age was that way and the seal was that way, I thought the trumpets would come the same way too." Amen. So he said, "I didn't recognize it in the message." Page 9. So he said, "There, I waited there to see if how it was going to come." So he said, "I had the place almost rented, everything, and sent out the invitations, had everything set up for the meeting, but something just kept cutting me off." Amen. So I went in there sincerely before the Lord and said, "Lord, why is it that this seven trumpets in the book of Revelation, the four of the ages and the seals, you give me the ages, you give me the answer of the weeks, you give me the seals, now the rest of the Revelation must be finished. And I'm going to tear the seven trumpets because I look in there and I see many things inside of there. I see Revelation 10 and I want to preach it, Lord. I can explain that. I see Revelation 10, 11 and I can explain that. See, I see Moses and Elijah over there. I can explain that part. You see?" He said, "I see the Euphrates River here. I'm going to explain that part." Yes. He said, I see the three wars. I'm going to explain that part. Yes. He said, "I want to have a meeting and preach these things." Yes. He said, "But Lord, why are you only cutting me off?" Yes. He said, "Then the Holy Spirit came to him and revealed to him that he had preached it supernaturally under the sixth seal. In March the 23rd, when the seals will be open."
Amen.
And it's not profitable for the church at this time. 1964. Don't tell him yet. Now, right inside of there, it's right to get Larry. If you understand what I mean. Because here it is. When the Holy Spirit said, "Don't go in there, don't preach yourself until that time. You preach it supernaturally already." The first thing comes, what is preaching something supernaturally? How come you preach out in Revelation 7 supernaturally? You mean to say there's seven trumpets in Revelation chapter 8, 11 is in Revelation chapter 7? Yes.
Amen.
Now he looked in there and read it, because the trumpets was the wars to get the Jews back in the homeland.
Amen.
There it is written trumpet by trumpet by trumpet by trumpet, chronologically, just like the ages is written chronologically, first age, second age, third age, fourth age. Just like the seal is written, first seal, second seal, third seal, fourth seal. So it is written that way too. But is all seven seals in Revelation 10? Yes.
Amen.
Revelation 10 opens the seven seal book.
Yeah, true.
But it's written in Revelation 6 too.
Yeah.
Wasn't the seven seals in St. Matthew 24?
Yeah.
It was right there all the time.
Yeah.
Now God does many things like that.
Right.
Isn't the vials over in Revelation chapter 11? Where Moses and Elijah turned the water to the blood,
amen,
shut the heavens.
Amen.
But it's also written in Revelation 16, vial by vial, by vial, by vial, by vial.
Yes.
Now, take for instance the scripture we read here, Revelation 12. Just to speak on a little bit of, to open up a little more light. Now, Revelation 12, the way the Holy Spirit is speaking in Revelation 12, now, Revelation chapter 12 and chapter 7 in the book of Revelation is two of the key chapters to understand the whole thing. If you miss Revelation 12 and Revelation 7, you can't put a picture together at all. Because Revelation 12 is telling you from the back in heaven before Adam was even created.
Yeah.
And it's telling you also when the 144,000 is being called.
Amen.
In the last days.
Amen.
And it's speaking about those two events continually right there. And it dropped in the middle when Herod got to devour the man child and is called to the throne. So right in Revelation 12, it's telling from way back in heaven, in the time of Jesus, and in the last days when the Jews is called.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
So in looking at the Revelation chapter 12, when you read and you have to see the whole Bible in Revelation chapter 12, that's the whole Bible there.
Amen.
Because the same red dragon in heaven who fought Michael was the same dragon on the earth going to kill Christ when he was born.
Amen.
And the same red dragon said, warn the inhabitants of the earth because he's come down.
Amen.
And he's put water out of his mouth to make water under the one seed. So Lucifer all the time.
Amen.
However, in heaven down to the last day. Then Revelation 7, now, very mysterious again too. Because the trumpet is political disturbance to get the Jews back in the homeland. Alright. And after the trumpets get them back in the homeland, what happens? They will be called by 104,000, be called out by two prophets. So Revelation 9, 8 and 9 is showing you they're being driven back because locust is killing people wild. And these locusts is coming out of the river. Amen. And the voice said, whoa, whoa, whoa to the inhabitants of the earth because the locust in the river is going to be loose. Never spiritual locust in a river. Then the river will be a spiritual river.
Amen.
Alright, but the army is the army of locusts, you know. In Joel time. Or the army of locusts again. Now we went through that, the background got too much for the night, so I don't want to spend no time on that. Now watch. So here it is, after they go back in their homeland, then they're waiting for a prophet now to call 140,000. Now Revelation 7, 2 to 8 is telling you a sealing angel is coming to seal 144,000 out of the 12 tribes. So that has to happen after the bride goes up. Because he don't deal with it at the same time. Joseph makes himself known to his brethren after he's back in the palace. So then right away, we see from verse 2 to verse 8 is connected to Israel back in the homeland. Amen. When Moses and Elijah come, because nobody else can call them out. The two prophets have to come because they only believe the prophets. And they will come and do the sign of a prophet, identify themselves in the scriptures as the prophets promised. God will vindicate them, and they will take the scriptures all to the Bible in the Old Testament and prove to them what happened, and then they'll bring them over in the New Testament, baptize them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They will get the Holy Spirit. They'll understand all the mystery right here of how the fig tree had to be eaten down and God will restore it back and all this in the last days.
Amen.
How Naomi came back out after Ruth was called down in Moab. After they went out there, all how Joseph got a Gentile wife and come back and make himself known to his brothers, they will pick up all them scriptures and preach to them and they will wake up and see it. The Holy Spirit will take up, they will pick back up where Jacob blessed them and tell them where the 12 tribes will be in the land. And they will prove to them which tribe they is by showing them where they are positionally in the land. Because they don't know what tribe they're in right now. They don't have the emblems. They don't have nothing. They can't say, why from Manasseh, why from Ephraim here, why from Dan, why from Reuben. They can't say it. Because in the war, all that get destroyed. But they don't need that. Because God said the Holy Spirit, through blessing them in the time of Jacob, when he blessed 12 sons, he said, Ephraim, the first in oil. Joseph like a bow, grow over the wall and come back. Prophesied the Jews go to the United States, get fruitful, all the wealth of the world. During there when they change the name to Gentile names, hide there during the wars. Amen. You know the Jew get hard on money like Jacob when he's going back in the homeland. He didn't need Esau didn't need his money. He didn't need Esau money. Both of them had the wealth. Amen.
Amen.
Alright.
Amen.
You see?
Right.
So all those things. And then when Joshua went now under the same spirit that blessed them in Joshua, same Holy Spirit. Wasn't Moses. Moses said where they're going to be. Then Joshua come down and put them in the land exactly where they ought to be.
Yeah.
Then it gets gathered out. Alright. But when those prophets come back, the same Holy Spirit is going to come back and show them where they are.
Yeah.
And which tribe they're from.
Yeah.
And the same way you found your identity in the world and they find which part of the world you are, they will know who they are, which part of the land they is.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And the same way you find your prophecy in your spiritual promised land and have faith in your anointing, they will have the same thing.
Amen.
Amen. God is going to do, because it's right there in the word for those prophets. You know. Because he himself says, he's like, I can take the baptism
right now.
Yes. Amen. And he wanted to go for the sign, but the Holy Spirit said, no, don't go there. It's not that you're going to break the scripture, it cannot be broken. Amen. And we'll let him go and do it. Alright. So in that then we see everything is in the Bible right here. Even though they don't know their part, we can see their part. And even though we don't know our part, the prophet has seen our part too. Hallelujah! Glory to God, amen. That is why we're going to preach our part. And when we get into Revelation, we are that part. We can say, thank God, that's a real prophet. Hallelujah! It is thank God! See? So when it came to the seven trumpets, the Holy Spirit said, all right, now leave that alone. Because those seven trumpets, he was not going to preach it out of Revelation 7, because he never even knew. He couldn't preach it out of Revelation 7 to begin with and explain what it was. So you know what he did? He was planning to preach, just like he preached the seven churches out of Revelation chapter 1 to 3, and he preached the seals out of Revelation chapter 6. Then he come now to preach the seven trumpets out of Revelation chapter 8 and 11, because that's where they appear. And the Holy Spirit said, don't preach it out of Revelation chapter 8 and 11. You preach it out of Revelation chapter 7 already. Because Revelation chapter 7 is dealing with the wars too.
That's right.
Because it says, hold the winds, and now the wars that blow on the earth. Amen. And to give you a quote, page 1994, something in the Canon of Order and Doctrine, part 1, he says, if them angels didn't start that war, the battle of Armageddon would have took place right there and then.
Amen.
So it's really one war, but in three phases.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But when they hit the battle of Armageddon, that's the third war. Amen. But then, whoa. It's going to come three great times, because it is apart from getting the Jews back in the homeland, and the last days, the beast of the armies coming against Christ, it also was for something else, which we're going to get into tonight. Where the wars was birth pains on the earth to bring the new earth. Amen. In the Old Testament, had birth pains for the Jewish nation under every prophet until the second Adam came forth. Under the church, with seven messengers, they had birth pains until the second Eve came forth.
Yes.
And under each war, the earth had birth pains until the Eden come back.
Yes.
Amen!
Yes.
Hallelujah! God working all along.
Amen.
See? So it's bringing back the full restoration back there. Because like a prophet came before God baptized you with water, then another prophet came before God baptized the earth with blood. Sanctified it with blood. Then another prophet come back before God, burned it with fire with the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. You see, looking and see the continuity of scripture, you would see God all along. The whole thing is redemption.
Amen.
It's redemption all the time.
Amen.
Amen. See, and everything is coming back, and the believer waking up and recognizing that look what happened to Garden of Eden. Look, the whole thing is unfolding right there before eyes. Now when he came there and he got to preach out of Revelation chapter 11, the Holy Spirit said, don't go in there. You preach it under the sixth seal. So he went back to the sixth seal. Then he saw, now I understand why God gave me St. Matthew 24.
Yeah.
Then I understand now why St. Matthew 24 had to be used to explain that the seals was in St. Matthew 24. Now remember, that didn't come on the first seal. That didn't come on the second seal. That came on the sixth seal just before the seventh one opened. And that was for a purpose.
Yes.
Because you take a sixth seal and see where he says. He said, I was there in the room and something happened today. He said, I had to get up and walk right out of the room.
Yes.
He said, then I said, Lord, I can't say that at all. He said, and then afterwards, when he came right down to the end of the message, he said, I have on my note mark, stop right here. He said, if I go any further, I go over in the plague for tomorrow night. He said, I cannot go no further. And he stopped on St. Matthew 24:30. And he came back on the night of the seventh seal and he picked up verse 31. St. Matthew 24:31. The sounding of a great trumpet. Moses and Elijah, two witnesses. And he said, one fold unfolded yesterday. One fold unfolded and one passed in an unknown language. Now the fold that unfolded yesterday, right there, was that last trumpet. And if he had gone to that last trumpet, he would have come over to the seventh seal. And the seventh was a threefold mystery. Because under that seventh trumpet was all them vials and plagues. So he couldn't go into that yet. Because when that is being preached, it has to be right there on the seventh seal. And the Holy Spirit Now all of that, you see, the word is written for a certain way. And the reason God wrote the word like that is because Jesus knew when he was going to come. He was going to come like a thief and nobody was going to know he was here. It's only who he revealed to his ear will know he's here. Now people look at his picture and say he's here. And he's right in the midst and they're calling the devil. And he's right in the midst and they can't be subjected. So then, really, they're saying he's here is quite in a general sense. Like the devil is here, that kind of here, you know? But recognizing what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? Seeing exactly where we are and how close we are to the end. Is what we're talking about. So here it was, the word has been revealed and the coming was not to be given away. And nobody was going to know the coming. So you know what God did? He put silence under the seventh seal. Had nothing written. So you can't preach nothing if you have nothing written. What are you going to preach? So but the secret has to be made known, because the church cannot believe nothing if it's not the word of God. And you can't add and you can't take away nothing neither. Amen. Then he says, oh, he's going to find out afterwards. It was shown in almost every parable and type right through the Bible. It was expressed in the lives of believers. All along through. Christ made sure God will be paid something. All along through. He said, that's the reason it had silenced the air. So what God did, God took Revelation 7 and get it catch right there. Revelation 7 is under the sixth seal. Because Revelation 7 is speaking about the Jews being called 140,000. Yeah. That is under the sixth seal tribulation period. But that is written apart from the sixth seal being written. Yeah. Because the sixth seal in Revelation 6:12-17 is speaking about the great earthquake. The sun became black like sackcloth, and the moon and like blood, and all these different things. The stars fall like from heaven. And then afterwards, it speaks now in Revelation 7. About 104,000 being called. But when the 104,000 being called, it is at that time those plagues are falling also. Amen. Because Moses and Elijah called Israel out of Egypt while they were smiting Israel with plagues, was calling them out. Yes. But you know something? That Revelation 7 was going to be an exact parallel. And tonight you're going to see how that's going to fit right in to Revelation 8:11. Because Revelation 7:1, them winds was them same locusts. Amen. Was the same wars. Amen. They were the same dictators. Amen. But that was the first war. Holy winds. He said nobody knew how it stopped. Amen. It stopped the 11th hour, the 11th day, the 11th month, 1918. This one, ring up that one. You give all orders of the war. He said, no. He said, give all orders of the war. No. Peace to you. Don't sign everything. And Barham said, he said, in the decline of the war, in the volume they have there on the world wars, he said, General Allenby from England is flying over Jerusalem and he got a fire on the city. The Turks had captivity of it. And then he rang back the King of England. He said, don't want to fire on that city because of the sickness of it. So the King of England said, pray. So alright, they make a turn, they come back the second time. And they fly over the city. Here come all the Turks around the white flag. And all the allies are coming, That's what they thought they were saying, but they said Allenby was coming. And the city was captured without firing a single shot. And then right there, it was given back to the Jews. And when it was given back to the Jews, then from that time, God now had to get them back in the homeland. So he says, stop! It's time to get those Jews back in the homeland. Amen. I have to see the 104,000. And before he could get them, he had to get the Gentiles. Amen. Amen. Because the seven churches were about finished, but there was to be a little group. Amen. In the last days, to which all the Bible will be gathered up into and be fulfilled and vindicated. And there was to be an evening message in the evening time. And that had to happen. And here was the messenger going forth in the evening time to bring these things. Now you're going to see how all these things have been happening all along. And the people, the denominational world, the reason they have walked so meekly into the World Council of Churches with a big smile on their face, not knowing what they're going right back into, is because they never knew the scripture. And the reason the bride will not go in there with time and everything is because she knows the scripture. Because it's people there, but when she sees those people, she's seeing what the Bible say those people are. Amen. When she see those people, what they're expressing, she's seeing which spirit they're off in the Bible right here. What influence they are. What vine they're from. Amen. Now the Bible says this man was caught by flatteries, taking over the whole kingdom by flatteries. But with all that flatteries and taking over the whole kingdom, frogs is coming out of man's mouth. No, it wasn't those frogs. It was something the man was teaching.
Yeah.
And the last day, the deception is going to come to what? False Christ. And false prophets. False anointed ones. And the deception will be by what? The teaching. It was come out of the mouth. Where would the spoken word come from? A mouth. Where did the seven tellers come out from? A mouth. Where did the third book come out from? A mouth. Alright. And then the time of Ahab, the spirit came and said, I will go on the mouth of Ahab prophets. Amen. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them. Amen. That's what a mouth. And then Hymas and Philetus, what was their mouth, was eaten like a gangrene. Gangrene is when, a wound becomes in a poisonous stage where the person died of blood poisoning.
Yeah, true, brother.
You see? Because out of the mouth was seven tongues, seven spirits. And the true prophet. And out of the false prophet were three unclean spirits. And one was anointing people in Revelation, put them in an atmosphere to bring them back to where they was in the beginning, which is Eden.
Yeah.
And then the other one is carrying the others back to where they was in the beginning, which is Rome.
Yeah.
With the Tower of Babel, and they brought them back there.
Yeah.
And the last days, those who live in, not written in the book, they, in the Lamb's Book of Life, they worship the beast. Those with the Lamb's Book of Life worship the Lamb.
Amen.
So your worship, what you're hearing, what you're listening to, what you've been influenced by,
Amen.
That's very important.
Amen.
You see? Because it's going to come out of the mouth. And that's why you ought to be listening, because the serpent in the beginning, what caused your fall? What you were saying? Is what Eve listened to. She believed the lie. She got hooked by the serpent tail. And she didn't keep her first estate. Amen. And the holy veil was taken away. And then he put a lost veil upon her. Because she lusted for more wisdom. She wanted a PhD or something. See? And here it was. And what he told her, she was seduced mentally and then physically. And then what was they were teaching the first age, Paul said, there's come some preaching another Jesus, another gospel, and I'm afraid to corrupt your mind from the simplicity and beguile you as the serpent beguile Eve. Is that what you're saying?
True, brother.
What they were teaching! So then you have to be watching the word close.
Yes. Amen.
And you have to receive the word being taught.
Amen.
See, if what you've been influenced by is what came out of the mouth of God in this day.
Amen.
sea. See, if the river, God, what was the God mouth is there? It was a river of pure water. Clear as crystal. I was a river of the water of life that proceeded out of the throne of God in this day. It was so clear, you could go and wash in it. I want to look, you'll see your own self reflecting back home. Because clear as crystal. Wasn't a broken system with wiggle tails. All kind of contamination, all kind of different things. No! It was clear as crystal. You can look at it and see yourself. Could you see yourself?
Amen.
Amen. You have to see yourself. Alright. So, let me cut off there. I want to cut off right there on that because we that is Sunday. But I put some of that in there so you could see that there was something going on. The coming of the Lord had to be a secret. And then it means if these things have been revealed now, and the trumpets here, and the Holy Spirit revealing those things that could not be revealed back there, it was preached supernaturally, but now it's been made plain. And then if it's been made plain, it will fit into the revelation and bring the revelation to light.
Amen.
It cannot contradict the revelation. From the time you see how a force of revelation, then something, made it wrong.
Yeah.
And but I don't know part of that. Amen.
Yeah.
Let me run from that. Let me leave that alone. Amen. You see? Because you can't add to this message. The Bible says, don't you add to these words.
Yes.
Amen. That is why I'm trying to take what he said. Because he said, I'm giving you messages that you'll be able to dovetail all scripture. Amen. He said, I lay out a certain amount, but then I have a few more messages to bring. He said, I'm staying under the anointing to see which one to open up. Because all his messages from Scripture 65 was being opened by the Holy Spirit. They was in the seals already. He saw them. When the seals was preached, everything from Scripture 65 was preached. When the seals preached. Maybe you didn't hear a sermon on every point. But that was still up in the book. When the seals opened, everything was preached. Even the trumpets was preached. The vials was preached. When the seals was preached, and the trumpets and the vials was there, it was preached. The coming of the Lord was preached. The thunders was preached. Everything was preached right there. But a prophet who was an eagle in that realm, he could have seen the whole book. He said the whole book is a new book. He said it take 3 months on one seal. He hadn't even touched the thing yet. Alright. But then after they bring another message, and then we who in a lower realm, we have no place, you know. We can't try to play with you up there. Amen. Then we can say, oh, that's what he's talking about. Take this and take that and take that and say, and then see how that come out. Now that's all that's happening here. Because you all know that how Balaam laying this whole book of Revelation is in the message somewhere. Everything right to understand this is in the whole message. And what we believe is that the Holy Spirit is just giving us, making plain as we have reason for it to make plain. So for the past few nights, we've been teaching here on the seven trumpets, and the purpose for it is not necessarily like you're going into new things, but the purpose for it is because now it is timely for the things that was preached supernaturally and not to be made known to be made known. And I was taking a little thought there with Herod trying to kill Jesus and Pharaoh trying to kill Moses while he was yet in his infancy, and God had to protect it, and he didn't let Pharaoh get a hold of Moses, otherwise he'd do great damage. And even get Herod get a hold of Jesus, otherwise he'll do great damage.
Yeah.
And he said, seven seals, if you never get a hold of it, he'll do great damage.
Yeah.
And we find on the seventh seal, in Revelation 8:1, there's nothing written.
Yeah.
So to know about the seventh seal, you have to go to Revelation 10. But Revelation 10 is between the sixth and seventh trumpet. And the prophet didn't preach that. He preached it supernaturally, but he didn't go in to explain it to make it known. And the last few nights, we've been picking up in the trumpet certain things relative to us.
Amen.
And we find out one, to begin with, was a Euphrates River.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit take the scripture right there and make it so plain, it's a spiritual river. It wasn't no natural river God was talking about.
Amen.
Amen. Then we take the locust that came out of that river that caused the wars,
Amen.
Caused the disturbance, and we find out that the locust was the same locust that Joel saw. Because Joel saw the Roman spirit eating on the church John saw the same Roman spirit killing the Jews.
Yes.
It was the same. One saw the political realm, one saw the ecclesiastical realm. But it's Rome controlling both church and state. And we find out it's revealing her involvement in the wars. All along, like Jezebel, she looked like she wasn't involved. It looked like Ahab was doing the thing. It looked like the dictator was doing something. And they blame Hitler and all them for the wars. But we find out that these was Roman puppets voted in by Catholic vote, set up by Catholic wealth and finance.
Yes.
And Rome was just working through them as a military arm to achieve a political means.
Yes.
Because the kings of the earth give the power and the strength to the beast. And she used the power and strength on the Jews.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. See, it all is happening. Alright. So, to make it plain now, what he's trying to show you, to understand these seven trumpets, you must understand when that is happening. Now, when people get confused, he says seven trumpets sound under the sixth seal, and they think in the tribulation period. But there is two things with the sixth seal you have to understand. There is a sixth seal that was being revealed in 1963. And there is a sixth seal to be manifested after in the tribulation period.
Yes.
Now when this seal is being revealed, all the mysteries, whether it is past, present or future, was being revealed right there.
Yes.
Amen. And the first four seals were speaking about the church. The last two seals were speaking about the Jews.
Yes.
The first four seals were the Feast of Pentecost, seven church ages. The last two feasts is the Feast of Trumpets and the Feast of the Atonement. Because the secret lies right here on Feast of the Trumpets. Because that is where we're preaching everything from, Feast of the Trumpets. He said, the Holy Spirit told him, the seven trumpets in the book of Revelation are not profitable for the church now in 1964. So he preached Feast of the Trumpets in the book of Leviticus to explain why the seven trumpets in Revelation is not profitable at this time. So then what's the connection? What's the connection of the Feast of the Trumpets to the seven trumpets? Now what's something here? Just to give you a simple point, you can follow me. I want you to follow me. Is that there were seven feasts that God gave the Jews. The first one is the Feast of the Passover. Commemorating what happened in Egypt. And that was speaking of Christ's death. Because he was the lamb that was slain for the Passover. When I see the blood, I pass over you.
Yes.
That is the Passover.
Yes.
Then the next one, the unleavened bread, they eat with haste. Which was part of the Lord's Supper. Representing the body to be broken.
Yes.
Amen. The Feast of the Unleavened Bread, that follow after. Then the third one, the Feast of the First Fruits. Which is the first mature wheat that they planted. The first one up from the dead. Because for it to mature, when a plant has to die in order to reproduce. And in Adam, all men die. Adam is the first corner wheat in the image of God. Then the second corner wheat, who came back in the image of God from thought to water flesh, was Jesus. So he was a type of the resurrection. Because the same one went on, the same one come up. And Paul said, Christ is the first fruits of the man's slept. Which is speaking of redemption. That one day a man will come back in the same image like the man who died.
Yes.
The first man God made.
Hallelujah, champion Jesus.
So here goes the first three was speaking about Jesus' earthly ministry himself.
Amen.
Then the fourth one was the Feast of Pentecost. And there they take the bread and they put leaven in the bread. They bake that bread leaven and they had two loaves. See? Representing Gentiles and Jews in the body of Christ. But with leaven.
Yeah.
And they had to take it up there, and the priest now was going to burn it with fire.
Yeah.
To purge the leaven. With that type of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of fire coming upon the church.
Yeah.
And then the next feast now. No, the first three feasts. One was Friday, the next one was Friday and Friday, both of them there. The Feast of the Passover, and the Sunday, 3 days after, the Feast of the First Fruits. Then 50 days after was the Feast of Pentecost. And there was 50 days between the resurrection of Jesus, the First Fruits, and Pentecost. He ascended on the 40th day, and they waited for 10 days in the upper room, and the Holy Spirit came.
Yeah.
And that was 7 Sabbaths, which is 7 Sabbaths of 49, and the 50th, 50 is Pentecost, and it's also a jubilee, the release.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. The title deed was coming back to them.
Thank you.
The Holy Spirit. Now what's something? That was the earnest on the church. Then had 7 months. And those 7 months was from the Feast of Pentecost to the Feast of Trumpets. And those 7 months were a type of the 7 ages because the Jews rejected the atonement.
Yeah.
Because the blind said, let his blood be upon us. Crucify him. Because they didn't recognize Jesus as the Passover Lamb.
Yeah.
But John said, behold the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
To take over the sin of the world. That was the Passover, and they didn't even know it. He died April because he went into Jerusalem at April to die.
Amen. Yeah.
Pilate, the priest, and them, I tell the priest, examine him. I couldn't find no fault with him.
Amen.
Because the priest them had to inspect the land to make sure it was no blemish before they kill it.
Amen.
And Pilate them couldn't find no fault in him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Alright. So then they had 7 months. To the trumpets, and the first 37 months, the trumpets are sung to gather back the people for a purpose to recognize the atonement. Now, when the Jews rejected Jesus, said, let his blood be upon us, Titus came in 87 and slaughtered them, scattered them to the ends of the earth. And during that long 7 months' time, there is when the Gentiles was called a people for his name's sake through 7 church ages. And the 7th age was 1906. Started with the Azusa Street Revival in Los Angeles, California, in the West Coast. And that come from East to West.
Yeah.
Alright. Then now, after that now, the next feast was the Feast of Trumpets. And the trumpets was to gather the people back together. So from 1914, World War I started. 1918 it stopped, 1939 World War II stopped, 1945 it finished. And during that time was those 2 wars, persecution upon the Jews, to bring them back in the homeland.
Yeah.
And the victory that see Israel provided blood, you know that summer is nine.
Yeah.
It's almost the time for the fullness of the Gentiles, when that angel comes and says, time shall delay no longer.
Yeah.
And the time for the Jews' eyes to open up, now God, Israel's blindness will be in part, Romans 11. Until the fullness of the Gentiles.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen?
So then during that time then, the Feast of the Trumpets, it was a space of time between the beginning of the war there, after the Pentecostal feast, after the breaking forth of the Azusa Street Revival, after that time, until the people was gathered back in the homeland.
Amen.
During that time was the Feast of Trumpets. And on the 10th day of the 7th month, after they was gathered, on the 1st day of the 7th month, on the 10th day of the 7th month, something happened. The people begin to mourn and weep for the sacrifice that was killed. They don't go and kill another one. That was what Moses symbolized when he struck the rock the second time.
Amen.
You see? And also he was crucified a second time here among the Gentiles.
Yeah.
See? But watch. But back there, when that was done, then the people would weep like Joseph's brothers coming and weeping after his wife was already in the palace. Joseph dismissed his wife, and then he went out and made himself known to his brothers and said, I, Joseph, you all thought to kill me and so on. And I began to weep. They said, well, we thought we would kill you. We thought you're dead. And maybe you're going to harm us or something else. He said, no, that's for a purpose. Now, right there is your Feast of the Atonement in type. And that was coming now. So then from 1946 until that time, there is a period of 9 days where Joseph has to dismiss his wife before he makes himself known to the Jews. It's the time between the Feast of the Trumpets and the Feast of the Atonement. All right. But the Feast of the Trumpets was the time after the Feast of Pentecost and Israel back in the homeland. The fig tree putting forth its bud. And in those years, then these things here in the scriptures, in Revelation 8:11 would be taking place on the earth.
Amen. God says so.
Those locusts will be loose inside of there. From 1906 there, right down to Moses and Elijah coming, right down there from the song, the beginning of the song of the trumpets, until they recognize the atonement, that whole span of time there, all these things in Revelation chapter 8:11 would be taking place. And in, during that time, Israel will be in the homeland, the church in Laodicea, the world in Sodom, the Lord himself will come, the bride will be taken on the earth, he go back to Jesus. All that will be happening right then. It is the age of the quick, short work. Amen. Right, cut the day short that no flesh can be saved. Otherwise, no flesh will be saved. And he comes and fills up the Gentile quickly, drop over to the Jews, and everything takes place. Now, from the time the Jews is gathered back in the homeland, then we in a time, you know, where the whole men heart filled with fear, earthquake in diverse places, because the whole world falling apart, they pulled all the minerals out of it and for science and technology and these things, so the whole thing is falling apart. Then with the wars and all these fearful sights in the sky that the Russians and them could tell us control these bombs by satellite to destroy a city. They don't even have to come over here. They can come right there and do it. And in that scary time when people scared of war and don't want to part and wish to have a next one, then they're going to try to give all their efforts of peace and to get them. And in there, you don't have to force them. You only have to walk. And they will follow him. Because what will be coming? He will be coming with such a solution to the whole problem that they will say, but how come we never thought of that before? This man is a genius. But the Lucifer with all his wisdom right here set them up. And the Holy Spirit dropping down among the church to pull the seals off and uncover. It is the devil doing that. And he's doing so cunning, he's under the guise of religion, Christianity. And India is where we pick up those things. So last night, after we find the time of the seven trumpets, when actually taking place, we know the time now. I say that there so you will see the time when the seven trumpets in the book of Revelation is really happening. Because the seven trumpets come after the church age, and the church age of the Pentecostal feast. And the feast of trumpets follow the Pentecostal feast. How many see that?
Amen.
Alright. If you say amen, because I want to know you've seen it. Otherwise, you have to repeat myself over and over for you to get it. Until I feel satisfied like yes, I see it. Okay. Now watch. So after you find the time that seventh trumpet is taking place, all you have to do is compare the authentic history with the prophetic word. From the time the prophet found the seventh church age, the time of the seventh church ages, all of them take the authentic history and will show you every age, because there's a pattern unfolding right through the air. God always has it for the purpose of revealing his word. And with the historians, there is two definite periods in this large generation called one the pre-war and one the post-war. And tonight, as we touch on them two periods, before the war and after the war, you will actually see where all these things that you read in the Bible, you want to know what it means, where it was happening. Because two periods there, the post-war, which is after the war, and the pre-war before the war. Now, the Pentecostal revival broke in 1906 at the turn of the 20th century. From 1906, and then 1946, here was the time Israel was back in the homeland. And between 1906 and 1946, a generation, it had two wars. And those two wars, the Jews suffered the most. And through that national force, put them back in the homeland. But that was a sign Jesus gave up the last generation. Another generation before knew they were living in the last generation except this generation. Because this is the only one to see Israel back in the homeland. So now we're in the last days. We are the first one who can come out and say, this is the last generation. He'll come in this generation. Amen. And there were all these things mysteriously happening and people is waking up to recognize what is taking place. And the rest is still asleep and can't wake up. Because the sleep is unto death. Amen. Amen. So notice, then after World War II, Israel in the homeland, the evening messenger went out there, the prophet, to start a healing revival. Amen. And the purpose of that was to bring up every spirit to deceive this generation. Because in doing that, it was going to bring up all those spirits there. They will come and try to impersonate it.
True, brother.
Now the wars had just taken place and the whole place was shook up. So what better than a healing revival? A move of the supernatural. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And everybody begin to see some hope. But from the time that he went forth with the healing revival, the very next year it had all kind of men on the field with gifts too. Yeah. Yeah. Was it a sweep? Because from the time Allen, all them, Tommy Hicks, Tommy Oliver, all of them, they saw the gift. They've been inspired, and then gifts started to move. These men didn't even have gifts resident in before. Almost all of them didn't even have it. When they saw that prophet there. Now I'm taking some of these things out to compare the history. And I'm doing some reading some of the history that is all things are possible. Giving us some of the history of the charismatic revival in the 20th century. And in there, you actually see it when the revival finished and the prophecy of the revival is over. He said the healing was only to attract their attention. But they thought healing was going to stay all the time, this great big move. Yeah. And they didn't know that they was only partaking on righteousness of a spiritual blessing.
Amen.
So when that finished and the spirit moved all over to reveal truth, these people, with all their followers they got with the gifts, had no more miracles to enchant them with.
Yeah.
And they realized they had not power to say them. Because in Matthew 10, he gave them power. Judas will not get power. The 70 get power. Go and cast out devils.
Amen.
Amen. But then Mark 16 is different. That is for the church. Amen. After the Holy Ghost come. Then Matthew 10 is before the dynamics come.
True.
Amen. Because the same 70 will give power to not walk away afterwards.
Amen.
Is that correct?
Amen.
So when that started now, then the church begin to with this large following. And anytime the church will have a big influence on the people and the people is looking to the church for hope, then it means the realm of the politics, the politicians have to get church to close to the religious people in order for them to be in power.
Yeah.
Because the people have a vote.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, that's how religion is getting involved in politics. Because it's vote. People vote. Put them there. You see? And here the messiahs of the people is in the religious world. And then when the politicians could help them out, build a bigger organization, give them a big piece of land, get up and establish themselves, then they could influence the people to vote for the system also. How do you think John Candy, all these people come into power? It's for the church. Get them inside of the air. Amen. You see? And this is what always happens. That the church should never be in politics.
Amen.
You see? But the plan of the devil to in order to rule and be supreme over the earth, he must have religion and politics. So you all have to have a gospel that could blend the two together. You all have to have ministers who could propagate that kind of unity. You all have to work through reasoning to make it presentable before the people. That's why I tell people have fast, pray for the nation, fast a whole week, pray for this, and have all kinds of different things. You see? And then afterwards, alright, and somebody in the office there to help out. You know, you and they influence the people to vote for them and all these different things. And then next thing you know, they have the free vans coming in the country. They have the different, they getting all the different help and different things. And then special clause in parliament being passed for the churches to get a little more. And then it's beneficial to them. And that one is beneficial to them. You see, this is what's going on. It would have already been coming along. That was when the prophet stood up. There are many people, if you read the message, back in time with John Kennedy, and he's talking, he said, I ain't no Democrat, I ain't no Republican, and he's a Christian. Amen. Because why? The whole atmosphere was like, from the time you go to speak out against some of those things, some of those people from the South, and some from the North. And the South and the North was in the Civil War back there. And through the Civil War, it leave the scars in people that even though they became Christians in America, it had who was in the South, the Yankees, and who was the Republicans back there. And that kind of, even the message, people who know some inside things in the message will tell it have that. Yes. I know it personally.
See,
a certain minister from Texas, and Texas is considered the biggest state. And each state has a different spirit. You see? And then everybody, like here, some people in Phoenix will talk about that. I don't call it, but I'm talking about Phoenix, and Phenix is Jericho, and this and so, and all the ministers, Tucson, and all the ministers, and here you talk about this city over here, and here, and everybody will pull for the different things.
Yes, true.
All right. You see, that is that kind of spirit. Yeah. Now watch. So you'll find out, in the realm of church and state, where all these things is going forth, and the devil knows exactly how to swing the thing, and bring it to a place. So, the people after World War II were very broken. The earth was, Europe was in shambles. Millions of Jews were slaughtered. On D-Day, thousands upon thousands was killed. Or yet to deliver Europe from Hitler. See, what happened to the beating, the American take there in Germany, the prophet was in the vision. Yes. See, then the Japanese coming through there and destroying Poland and killing so much also. See, then Hitler going over to England because England was standing on them and killed so much civilians out there too. So the whole place, all the nations, they don't want to see a next war at all. Back then in Hiroshima alone, up to the day that people being born, crippled, all kinds of different things from the radiation.
Yeah, true, brother.
You see, and nobody wanted. So then the healing revival started. When the fig tree puts out its bud, and when a tree puts out its bud, it means it's revived and it comes back to life. And all other trees, and the fig tree is Israel, and the other trees were Gentile nations. Luke 21:29. And a servant went for at supper time, not lunch time or breakfast time, supper time in the evening time, a servant, one person, to call the halt, the maimed, the lame, and the blind, Jesus tell the parable, and there was a healing revival. Amen. The prophet went up there as a prophet, but doing the work of an evangelist, not yet fully in the prophetic ministry. So God could bring up Jannes and Jambres when they see the sign. And the people not knowing the word and not waiting for the prophet to bring forth the word will run out of signs in every direction and will bring on a level this condition. Because between World War I and World War II is a great time of depression. You hear the prophet of what he said, past collection plate, become 80 cents in the church. He said they make a pot of lentil beans and everybody eat from that.
Amen.
But then he said I couldn't even buy an ice cream cone for my friends. Amen? And then he said they have to buy a whole church the dinner. Alright? Yeah. Because it'll get different after the war. Because after the war, science didn't increase. Technology, all kinds of things begin to move forth and it begin to spread.
Yeah.
See? Because now something was going to happen. And this is what I wanted to see. Where it became these woes. It's just a place it and show you where World War I was, where World War II was, but in between there is where the mystery of the church was taking place. That's why it's put in the Bible right here. In Revelation 7:1, it speaks of World War I. Revelation 7:2, it talks about after the rapture, and it didn't tell you all of it went on about the evening messenger. It didn't tell you all of the number of the angels coming to the Gentiles to call them out. It didn't tell you about that there. Over here in Revelation 8 and 9, it speaks about all the woe to the inhabitants of the earth. It just mentioned the great Euphrates River full of locusts, and they come out from there and destroy almost the whole earth. And then right in the end of it, it talks about a heavenly visitation. An angel come from heaven, cried a loud voice, seven thunders of their voices. He have a book open in his hand. He said, "Time shall be no more." What does all this mean right there and then? Right after the war? But look where the prophet ministry comes in. Now, Brother Branham was told by the angel, page 442 to 444, I'm not going to read it, I'm going to call it the 10 versions. He said when Israel is back in the homeland, hear what happened. The very same day they put the 6-point star David, because Isaiah 27 says in the last that a great ensign will be flown in Jerusalem. And that was speaking about the oldest ensign, which is the 6-point star David that wasn't flown over Jerusalem for 2,500 years. And when the priest gives you a sign, they hoist that flag. And the very it was evening time. He said the very same time I did in the evening, the sun was going down over there. The angel of the Lord appeared unto me in America and told me it's time to go on the world now. Now in 1916, the angel appeared unto him as a little boy in the whirlwind. Say, don't drink or smoke and I work till you get older. Amen. He never knew what the work was. Yeah. 1933 says, you have a message. Will forerun the second coming like John for when the first coming. Then he saw what the work was, but he didn't have the message yet. Yeah. 1946 after World War II, he says, now go around the world now. Because all the time you're still a Baptist preacher only in Jeffersonville. Yeah. He was not known worldwide. Yeah. But he was going to begin his missionary journey. Because his ministry appears in Revelation 10:7, between the 6th and 7th trumpet, and the 6th trumpet was Hitler and Eichmann and them, after World War II, that gathered the Jews back, waiting for the 7th trumpet, Moses and Elijah. So his ministry appears in the book of Revelation after World War II. So he could not go forth until the season had come, where he was going to be scripturally identified according to the Bible. Yeah. And after World War II, sometime before Moses and Elijah come, Christ himself will come down from heaven. Yeah. And the pillar of fire was never seen since the early church until that time. Yeah. When it came back, I was photographed 1950 back here. Yeah. It appeared in the Ohio, but some people saw it, but they didn't know where it was. 1946, it was in the middle of the region, and he's here now. And they would see a sign, and he is here around the world. Identifying that Jesus, the pillar of fire, never seen since the early church, was back among the people. And it had come for our calling out. Going to the pillar of fire, coming to Exodus. Like in the time of Moses, I'm come down to call them out. In the time of Paul, to be able to Judaism. In this day, to call them out again. After Exodus. And he says there are three ages, the martyr age, the reformer age, and the calling out age. And the prophet began to identify all these things in the scriptures. And while he was preaching, the people, mind was on so much a gift. You read that book, All is Possible, and the historian will tell you. There's going to meetings, and now and then somebody would preach about sin. But the most thing was on healing. And they'd rehearse little parables and things about Jesus healing people in the Bible. And then they'd wait for that great moment when a miracle will take place. They went there looking for that. Because the first and second pole was to contact the flesh and the spirit. Amen. But the third pole was going to get the soul. Amen. The genes of God, the elect, who was laying there to be quickened, my sheep will hear my voice. Amen. Back always catching little fishes, always, you know, catching little fishes in the water. He said, I don't care about little fish. I want to get the rainbow trout inside of there. Amen. Amen. Now the thing I want to get now, after those 2 hours went for, and get the Jews back in the homeland, the world now was shook up. Not just the Jews alone, the whole world. Yeah. It was in shambles. Everything was down. Everybody's spirit was down. Everybody's in fear. Maybe you see a plane in the sky, get scared. What's going on? Deliberate intention. And when the healing revival started, and the pillar of fire came back among the people, and everybody began to get the spirit revived. Oh my, the mind was on something else now. Wasn't war no more. The greatest healing revival the world has ever known. Yeah. You read the Bible and say, oh, God is a mighty God. The prophet says, he said, in this little tabernacle, you see things more than what Jesus done in the whole Bible. Yeah. In South Africa, 1951, somewhere there, 7 truckload of wheelchairs. 30,000 people saved in one meeting. Yeah. He said, that is 10 times the day of Pentecost. Yeah. Oh, you're paying only 3,000. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The greatest healing revival struck the whole earth. Yeah. And the prophet ministry alone, the dead raised 8 times. Yeah. 5 medically certified. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. In the Bible, Jesus only raised the dead 3 times in his own ministry. Not the frame of mind, but what we're going to show you. He said, you will do greater works than these. Yeah. In the last day, the church was to do the greater things. Amen. Hallelujah. See, now what's something? So then now, while everybody begin to move there and the great healing revival, men will begin to come out under those things. Then nobody wanted to see a next war. It was right here at Lucifer. Who was the ones that, who was the one that caused the war with his army? Because those locusts was a king and 200 million. It's they who caused the war. It's they who killed the people off.
Yeah.
And those were the spirits bound in the Euphrates River.
Hallelujah.
So the war was finished, so they wasn't killing off nobody now. You know what's going to happen? It was going to be loose now in the realm of the church. And it was going to come in as a great charisma, a great move, glossolalia, speaking in tongues and the Holy Spirit and signs and wonders and miracles. It's still going to be loose now. And men was under control of devils. And nobody knew it. Right there in 1933, the prophet talking to them in the Pentecostal meeting. And he found the man living unclean. He said, I thought it was angels, but we realized the devils are coming amongst. Amen. Right there, he said, men is under the control of devils. Demon-possessed men manifesting gifts. And the people never knew that gifts are called worship of repentance.
Amen. Amen.
They failed to see the Bible. Judas was born a devil and was cast out devils.
Amen.
And came back rejoicing.
Amen.
And turned around and betrayed Jesus. Amen. They failed to see the 70 cast out devils, came back rejoicing, and then walk away when Jesus ate my flesh with my blood.
Amen.
And then he turned to the disciples and said, will you go also? And the Lord, to whom shall we go? Those are the words they tell us.
Amen.
Amen. So that very same thing was going on. And when Lucifer saw it, the whole world being caught up with this thing, because all the other trees was put in for bud. That revival was around the world 7 times.
Yeah.
Every nation knew about it. Whatever start in any nation, the historian in this day make a research, and he said, to tell you the truth, we have to say it. All the great leaders in the revival had to say it come from Brother Branham. They don't mention his name, but God used that historian to say it. He was the first one who went out. But you see, he wasn't attractive to all people coming. He was waiting for a message.
Yeah.
He knew that he was going to attract their attention to get ready for the message. He said, if you have healing come along ever so often, and no message will follow it, something is wrong.
Yeah.
He said, God is looking for show. Amen.
Yeah.
There ought to be a message, follow it.
Yeah.
So while they run off in money, popularity, and women, A. Allen died drunk and all those people back there, all of the witchcraft.
Yeah,
yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. No, you think that isn't so? What you all, there's a book put out here recently. His own daughter-in-law.
Amen.
Amen. And they exposed the whole thing was going inside of the air. You see? Now watch. See? So nobody wanted to see another war. Everything was peace and love. And the devil came in right there. And around the 50s, what began to happen, they began to... That healing revival changed and branched off into what they call the charismatic revival.
Yeah.
And in there, Catholics, everybody infiltrated. Under there, everybody came in under one bandwagon because they say, praise God, we don't believe that the Catholics believe, but I have to admit to get the Holy Ghost because last night they fell on the spoken tongues. And the Catholics came to meet them, they spoke in tongues and they had the Holy Ghost. And then the priests started praying for the sick and all kinds of things that happened. And the reason the historian says it went into the charismatic revival was that the great leaders couldn't get nothing more to hold the people.
Yeah.
And that's where they're drawing the money from. Because the whole thing was built on money.
Yeah.
And God, when he's going to change the prophet ministry, make him come off the field because the media was bursting.
Yeah.
And couldn't pay for itself. And Brother Baxter sort of pulled for the money. And Brother said, that's my promise to God. And he came off the field. And the rest stay on the field. But the Holy Spirit revealed to him, I had to come up the field because we're going in a near gear now.
Yeah.
We're going for the souls now. You're going to start to teach the word now.
Yeah.
That part is finished. What I had to do is finish. I altered that.
Yeah.
But they run and carry it on. After they see all these people come on here, all these Pentecostal ministers, they come on here and try to bring God down from the sky, and they try to woke up people in a frenzy, and they try to get them to be healed, and they almost shake the neck off the head off the neck, and all kinds of different things to get them woke up to be healed, And then they're selling prayer cloths and for $100, all different things. Yeah. And then God is talking to somebody to give an offering tonight and for the work. And all these things by fear. Yeah. Yeah. And they say the spirit of greed. Yeah. That move, because why? While the revival is there and moving, people are giving. And then after a while, when that was finished, then people get so rich and get so big and the monies are coming in, then they begin to exploit it out to the people now. Yes. See, and all these things that come. Then they say many men who was started moving the showmanship to hold the people. Because the people wanted entertainment. Yeah. So people that are running, shaking, I feel the Holy Spirit, shake their foot and all this. Yeah. I'm not saying nothing at all. You see, and all kind of little wisecracks, all kind of different things now to entertain the people. Yeah. And the poor, unsuspecting people, you know, I think it was one great big love of fear. It's a great big love gospel and unity being preached and peace and love. And then they say we're going to come together for world peace.
Yeah.
This is where they decided to come together for world peace. Yeah. And to get rid of communism so we'll have no more war. Yeah. But there was only being set up by the devil. Yeah. And India is where the Holy Spirit dropped them to reveal to the bride that there is Antichrist.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen, quickly. So last night I was picking up Revelation 16, 13 to 16. Three unclean spirits coming out like frogs. And these men working miracles by devils to gather the kings of the earth to bring them to Armageddon, right? And I told you that is happening right now. It started to happen after World War II. Those evangelists went out there in the field. Billy Graham, all the place, big stadiums. All these Tommy Hicks and all them, Dimo Shakarian, all these people move out there and they get among all these great businessmen, and then they have the full gospel businessmen fellowship.
Amen.
And the businessmen, those who have the money and control the business sector.
Amen.
And then after they control the business sector, the money, then they control the economics too. Amen. Then the state have to come in. Amen. The politicians have to come in. So that they had something designed for all these so-called Christians.
Yes.
So yes, you have so-and-so a Christian, you know. Yes, and the President Reagan is a Christian.
Yeah.
You know that Frank Sinatra and all these set of people there, opening big casinos down in Las Vegas, and passing the special thing. All them is stars that fell from heaven.
Yeah. Yeah.
They jumped on Hollywood and they call them Hollywood stars.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
But they were really fallen stars before they come Hollywood stars.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
See. Amen. Now quickly, Anointed Ones, page 55. Are we getting more of this? He said, notice, in this is the song between the 6th and 7th vial, Revelation 16, 13 to 14, what we took last night. Three unclean spirits like frogs, you know that went out of the mouth of someone. A trinity of spirit, a trinity of frogs, a frog is an animal, all look back. He never looks where he's going. Now all these people are rising up. They didn't have to make no stand for the word yet. They only rise up with healing. Because there was no word being preached.
Yes.
With a healing revival.
Yes.
When the word started to come forth after us, they had to make a stand.
Yes.
But the word that I tell them, the same God who was doing this is the same God who said baptism in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Same God who said serpents.
Yes.
And they say, well, but I have discernment too. Well, I pray for this can get healed too. All right. But the prophet is watching the word. So they begin to turn down the word. And all the little give a healing and all these things begin to fall apart too. And then begin to use psychology to keep the people. And I'll show you something here. When they turn down the word, like when the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin and all them, they was all... Sadducees didn't believe in resurrection.
Amen.
Didn't believe in angels. Pharisees believe in angels. They had the Essenes and the Stoics believe in different things. They had the Herodians believe something else. They had the Sanhedrin. And all of them came together to crucify Jesus.
Amen.
The word, is that correct? That Elijah introduced. And being the church, they couldn't kill him because the church couldn't take no life.
Yeah.
So they had to take it to the government.
Yeah.
So get the government to pass it, and they went to the pilot. So the government come in the business. And the prophet said today, not the government alone, every nation that was killing them, say, it's the whole world now.
Yeah.
And because of that, Titus was gathering his armies to bring judgment. So what's something? Between your second war and your third war, World War II and World War III, where Titus is going to gather his armies to come to destroy the church, what's during that time is when all the Jews there gather together to turn on the message. What's during that time, the really elected bunch was being united, Jesus was appearing to them, getting ready for the dynamics, the sealing angel is going to come before the slaughtering angels come. Amen?
Amen.
Watch the nations united. And everything was uniting right there. And then right in here is where the uniting time is taking place. Labor uniting. The church is uniting. The nations uniting. The bride uniting. Everybody's uniting right here. Because they went out there. From the time they went out in peace and love, everybody thought, well, this would be the thing. We must do this to avoid another war. Let me forget the differences. So the Catholic, after World War II, changed his speech and they went outside to call the Protestants separated brethren.
Amen.
Not heretics, separated brethren.
Amen.
And the demon from the bottomless pit came up upon John the 23rd, and he got the inspiration that Jesus prayed we should all be one.
Amen.
So he had a scripture now, and he went out there and begin to preach that love gospel. And then they had all the different, they begin to infiltrate the Pentecostal ranks, the Protestant ranks. And the whole thing was being caught up now into this whole charismatic movement. And they had the full gospel businessmen, everybody, because they're all being deceived. Not knowing what the evidence of the Holy Spirit was. It was to receive the word. And that all rejected the word that comes from a prophet because it didn't belong to none of them ranks.
Yes.
It didn't come from the Baptists, the Baptists didn't believe it. It didn't come from the Pentecostals didn't believe it. It didn't come from the Methodists, so the Methodists didn't believe it. It didn't come from the Catholics, so the Catholics didn't believe it. It didn't come from the Anglicans, so the Anglicans didn't believe it. They believed the Anglican prophet.
Yes.
The Catholic believed the Catholic prophet.
Yes.
The Baptists believed the Baptist prophet.
Yes.
And God came outside of all organizations like John the Baptist was. They didn't know where John the Baptist came from the wilderness. Thus said the Lord, repent or perish. And as John forerun his first coming, so shall you forerun the second coming. If it is the same kind of ministry, Elijah will come. And when Elijah come, his ministry in the back in the Bible was against the religious leaders. He cut off all their heads. He said, God be God, so God! And he challenged them to a showdown on Mount Carmel! And he repaired the altar in the evening sacrifice, and he turned the other chain back to the fathers in 1 Kings. Is that correct? And then he blasted Jezebel, then he spit upon John, blasted Herodias! And the same spirit Elijah, but the people not knowing the scriptures, they get vexed and mad, because of the way the ministry of the prophet was.
Yeah.
But it was a ministry calling them back to the word.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And during that time, while all the big educated leaders of religion couldn't see it, a fisherman named Peter was getting a revelation.
Yeah.
A prostitute at the well was getting a revelation. A prostitute, Mary Magdalene, was getting a revelation. Amen! Hallelujah! So that can't be false, good kind of people in that message. Hallelujah! Glory to God, amen! And God is getting ready to shake the world and turn it upside down with that little bunch. Hallelujah! And the very same thing happening again today. Because they're repeating the same thing. Amen. And to be time, they begin to move in power. What happened? He said, heads move and clamp them down. He said, don't preach or teach not my name. Or they'll throw in jail. Is that correct?
Yeah.
They beat them. And they don't preach them. And when they persecute them, they come back and rejoice and they praise God. They were glad that they suffered persecution for his name. And when they try to lock up in jail, the pillar of fire come and open the jail and brought them out. Hallelujah. Amen. You see the time coming back to here? All that was happening during that time, before Titus come, it was happening after they reject the Son of Man, before Titus come. That's the type right here. It's all happening. Now let me show you something quickly before we close. Okay. Sometimes I think I can strike all these things in one night and just get one or two in. Amen. Now watch. Now in taking Revelation 7, I'll show you something here. Why Revelation 7 isn't there. Now watch the scriptures, how we take them scriptures, eh? Watch them scriptures very carefully. Revelation 8 and 9, six trumpets, two woes. Revelation 10, a shout and the voice of the archangel. Revelation 11, the seventh trumpet. Revelation 12, the third woe. You see what's happening? If in Revelation 10, then two woes is already gone. You see how correct and accurate God plays these things in the scriptures?
Amen.
You see the third world coming quickly?
Amen.
The already army know all this is going here?
Amen.
You see between the second one and the third one, there should be a shout and a voice before the seventh trumpet? And during the time of the seventh trumpet, the third world come quickly? Army get it? And then if all this happens, I told you last night, then how near are we to the end? Because the shout is gone in the voice now. You see them going to Armageddon already deceived. You see the Protestants already in the image of the beast. Had the greatest meeting last July. And what it is? The Trinity of spirits. Hear what it is. You see a Trinity of frogs, a frog is an animal all backward, he never looks where he's going. He looks where he comes from. Don't you see where was Trinitarianism born at? Remember Trinitarian spirits, individual spirits. Are you getting it? Notice they look back to Nicene Council where the Trinity doctrine is born at. Not in the Bible. There's no such a thing. They look back to Nicaea, Rome, where the Trinity was born at. Notice where they come from. Notice in the Trinity of frogs come out of an old Trinity, give birth to a new Trinity. What did it come out of? A trinity of a dragon beast for its prophet. And when these frogs came out, when did it? Notice, when? They was there all the time, but it wasn't manifested until between the second and seventh vial. And just before, the seven seals opened to reveal it. So the seven seals open and reveal is only one God. And his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Reveal only one true church. And she was in him like he was in Adam.
Amen.
Amen. It's only one spirit. Is God condescending? God above us, God in us, and God in us?
Hallelujah.
See, that was the religion of Nimrod. That was Mystery Babylon,
yeah.
She's a mother, and these harlots are the daughters. And now the Protestants. Because they all came from Rome. I want to begin to reveal those things now. He said his seven seals open to reveal it. It was there all the time. Because not now they started training, it was there all the time. But his seven seals open and reveal it. That is, look, they're uniting because it's all part of the same lump.
Amen.
Amen. So he says, here it was, for in the message of the seventh angel, the mystery of God was made known, all the Trinitarian things, four baptisms, everything was to be made manifest. And not to think is somebody trying to say that. He said, I feel the Spirit resenting that. You see, I'm not speaking of myself, brother. I'm speaking of the angel of the Lord in the camp. He said, notice, I trained to the dragon. How many knows what a dragon it was? It was Rome. Dragon stood before the woman to devour a child. What does the beast mean in the Bible? Power. False prophet, a false anointed one. False prophet, the first pope, and from there come up the whore, mother harlots, the whole thing. A false trinity was rising, not in the early days, but it remained manifest in the early days. It went right on through it. But when the seven seals come and open those mysteries and reveal them, that's when the frogs, trinitarian spirits, come out to manifest themselves as trinity doctrine
against the truth. 421 ministers came against the prophet right here too. All our systems turned down the message because of the doctrine he is preaching. Not for the healing. They're loving for the healing. But the doctrine they turned him down for. They come together to manifest themselves against the truth. Why did the Sadducees join the Pharisees? Why did they join the Herodians? Because Jesus was calling all them wives to the pork full of dead men bones. Amen. He was condemning every one of them. And they took it to Pilate, and the church went to the state. Because they had to get the power of the state from Pilate to pass the law and to crucify him. And that's the exact thing they come back to. So you see, between that second one, I told you how that spirit worked in the realm of the church. It's the same spirit that killed them out in the wars with a sword. Come and killing them in the realm of the church with spiritual death. Until the sword come back upon them and kill them physical death afterwards too. Because the communists have a bomb to destroy the whole thing. You see? So the people, not suspecting that all this gospel of love and to the Torah means save and all these different things, as Balaam said, I wanted to be saved.
True, brother.
I want you to preach the evidence of the Holy Ghost, is I found out that it was rotten seeds that Balaam and them spray in the path to the promised land. And they challenge a prophet, is that correct?
Yeah.
Korah and all them. And the world, the earth, open and swallow them.
Yeah.
He said they went into worldlyism. All Romans began on the earth open and swallow them.
Amen.
And then after money, popularity, and women, all of them get trapped.
Yeah.
The earth open and swallow them. Because they challenge a prophet.
Yeah.
Because God and Moses step aside and destroy the whole bunch. Amen.
Yes.
Watch the those things in the Bible.
Yes.
Those was only a type of this day.
Yes.
Then where do you leave room for people in the message who start to walk and go away from what the prophet said to? The world is going to swallow them also.
Yes.
Amen. So you see. See where they come from? Where it's going back to? You can make a council. They're all brothers. Anyhow, the same spirits. Same thing. Now watch. They're performing miracles. And these are devils that go for the gods of the earth. Working miracles to deceive them in the last day. And will succeed in doing it. What did God say? The evil spirits are come and go and get in the mouth of those prophets. Because the prophets are a lie and cause Ahab to come out there and be destroyed. The prophets prophesy to send Ahab with his army in the battle. And said, now is the time to go up. We had a great prayer meeting last time. The spirit moved. Said, go up right now and take it over. Micah said, no, God didn't send you at all.
Yeah.
But the politicians was listening to the religious people because they got the letter of God, got the prophesy and had little gifts and different things.
Yeah.
And they were taking them down to invade Israel.
Yeah.
That's what the battle of Armageddon is.
Yeah.
Because they're going to come against Israel.
Yeah.
And he that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor sleeps. Hallelujah! As the mountains are around Jerusalem, so the Lord is around his people. Hallelujah! What Jehovah, you come down here, fly down here, tear them apart. Hallelujah! Brother. It won't be easy on that day. You will see them to the fowls of the air. You are the real King David, move on the scene. He said, I'll feed you on your army to the fowls of the air. Beat up the field. Come to the supper of the great God. Amen. So he said, nations are breaking. Close with this quickly. Nations are breaking. For the time now is that we see we are supposed to do this. We're in the process of national disturbance. We see the nations are breaking relationship year by year. We find, you know why it have all these rumors of war, and all these little small wars pouring over the place? Because we're still in the trumpet. The seventh seal is taking place between the seventh trumpet. And the trumpet is national disturbance. Political disturbance. But the church now is being drafted in here now between the second one and the third war. Between the second and seventh trumpet, that big unity spirit is moving there to deceive everybody into for world peace. I want to say peace is sudden destruction. Amen. Why is God doing these things? To make you trim your lamps. Amen. To make you lift up your head and look up. Amen. Make you look away from this world. Amen. Realize you have nothing here. Because sometimes the devil has come and bring the cares of his life and make you get tangled up in the cares of life. Thinking about that. You know, you can still have an ambition, get a career out there. And look, everything is held up by Satan. Religion, politics, everything is controlled by the devil and it's coming to a place of blood the Christians out. Where's the charismatic movement? Where's all those? Where's the welcome to the churches? Where's this great United League of Nations and all these things? What is this? League of Nations and all the Arab have all this one, have that, this one, have the other. And then they have to have a compromise to suit everybody's religion. Yeah. Otherwise, you tell the Arabs something, get them vexed, they freeze their oil. Tell the Catholics something, and they get vexed, and they freeze over here.
No.
But I'm telling you, He said this United Nations is nothing but a big rubber balloon that's carried by everybody within a doctrine. He said, is it a big rubber balloon? Blow by everybody. They have to move on every side to appease the wrath of each one who have the wealth in the world. Amen. Who have the oil, who have the uranium, who have this. Is everybody come on and say what they want? So they have a big compromise kind of thing there, you see? Amen. You see what's happening? So you have no future there for you. So don't be deceived thinking you're going to try to turn night into day to get something from the world there fast, build up yourself and establish yourself and maybe build a big quarters and you're vexing all your plans to build a big bungalow and then get time to build a bungalow. Amen. And see all the money in the bank and don't get tired of the earth. And you sell all the land you have, and you can't sell your land now because you had a land so long. You better sell it now and live good. Rather than be poor and take it. Hallelujah! You'll only be deceived and get tired of and caught up in something. If you want the world, let the world, the mind of Christ govern you. You believe what you see in the Bible. You forget where you read out there and listen out there. Amen. What is it? I might be wrong here telling these things. Amen. They're going to have them prison, whatever they're going to do with us. Amen. But you see, these things have to be said because the hour is here. And the Holy Spirit, for the very purpose, have picked these things up to warn you that the time is at hand. Amen. And you watch until we walk over these next few days. Amen. But right inside of there, how our hearts have to be ready to receive power from on high. Amen. Let me finish this one this year. This is the last one I was reading, and I didn't finish it, so let me finish it. And then when it does that, the nations that unite themselves in communism to destroy the church again. Just exactly that. It did in the first place. See, it repeats right back again. Ezekiel 9 repeats back again. That's why it's going on. And Ezekiel 9 parallel Revelation 7. And Revelation 7 parallels what? Revelation 10. If take back the message where I preach back again, the sealing of the bride and all these things. You understand about Ezekiel 9 and Revelation 7. Because that's coming back in. And that is why Ezekiel 9 is that last war Armageddon, all this camp behind there. Amen. That we're going to start to break out and go on to Armageddon. Because church and state bringing on those things. Now the beast comes in the forefront for the third war. All the while, you didn't see the Catholic Church in it at all. You saw the dictators. But when it came to the third woe, here she was gathered together the kings of the earth. Surely it was she behind them all along. But now she can surface and come up on top because she's controlling both state and church. Everything is under her dominion. So she don't have to hide and do no more. She can be open because the very laws of the nation is she the one designing and setting them and everything. She's controlling the whole show. Either do what she wants or not. Just like when Jesus came into power.
Yeah.
When he came into power,
amen.
It wouldn't be grace, it would be righteousness.
Amen.
You do what he say, he'll rule the nation with a rod of iron.
Amen.
You'll have to do what he says. Because he will be the supreme authority.
Amen.
Well, is the same thing Rome doing? That's why she come and chop and say, alright, you don't believe? Kill them. Heretics. You see, ills in the society, get rid of them.
Yeah.
Bunch of false preachers.
Yeah.
But they smear over the papers because they control the press.
Yeah.
And they influence the whole public that you committed great, hideous crimes.
Yeah.
Alright. And then they find all kind of different false media. Brother Brown was a smart man. They almost threw him in jail for the tax, but he managed to get out. But you owe the government a bunch of money. I want all these people. Same thing.
Yes.
And then the father, you know how they take away, he said, they said, look at the prophesied false things here.
Yeah.
And they consider all this hate literature already in Canada,
yeah.
And different places. Hate literature, they can't give out these things.
Yeah.
And I had the article there where I mentioned here that when the Pope comes in September here, anybody found out anti-Catholic material, even passing a track or something, could be arrested for it. In 1982, Prime Minister Trudeau, before he came out, he played his part for Rome there,
yeah.
Very well. And they had all them camps built up there to get some nice fancy name, but it was concentration camps up in Canada.
Yeah.
All right. You see, where it's coming to? You, and like the Christians, back in the time when Ezekiel is going to repeat.
Yeah.
You look out here and you see Jerusalem being compassed with armies.
Yeah.
You know what is going on.
Yeah.
You would not be caught in there.
Yeah.
Because you see a sign and you move.
Yeah.
Tonight, all this week, you're reading the handwriting on the wall.
Yeah.
And making a buckle on your armor tight to put on your running shoes.
Yeah.
Amen. Get up on the King's Highway and don't even look back.
Yeah.
And you women with high heel shoes, take it off because you're getting narrow as you go. Amen. And that's how you choose physically and spiritually to it. Have a lovely spiritual high heel inside of here. And the spiritual high heel is getting most trouble sometimes because they feel they're higher than you with the high heel. Glory! Give your stand your feet. Amen. Hallelujah! Oh my! What a time that we're coming down to. Amen. All these kings of the earth being deceived and being gathered together. And the prophet says here, he said, the nation is honeycombed communism. It will take over. There's no way to stop it. Same reason they couldn't stop Titus. The people had rejected the word. Yes, so they're going to do it. Notice they're united right now. Brother Bram, is that true? They are coming to the battle of Armageddon, exactly what they will do. You watch all them in the Pentagon there right now. And the big Cold War. And all different things going on with America and Russia there. Amen. See, the big two superpowers. And then the Catholic Church, how she is coming out from beneath. And she's being the surface on top now because she has the holy mouth sewed up. And God, among the real believers, showing them there's one war to come again. And it coming quickly. Before that can even hit place, before the mark of the beast can even set in, before Satan may even hit the earth, after his cast of the battle already be going up.
Amen.
It's happening right now, moving through. A revelation going through. No one in the prophets will be so simple, except you have the token to examine it. Except the Holy Spirit bring the light and shine upon the word and reveal those dark places there. So you will not be confused in your mind. You will not be left without understanding. And when you see certain things happening, you will see a sign and move. Why is these signs manifesting? So you can move. You can move with God in season. That Drake on the pond doesn't wait until you see snow begin to fall, you know. Every time he feel the cold breeze.
Yes.
Something inside of him. That's making sort of a honk.
Yes.
And when you have a honk, the rest of the ducks on the pond, they never even hear him honk that way before. They say that honk reaching a certain realm now.
Yes.
And the way he honking now,
yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Let me stop in this little field, in this little patch of weeds over here somewhere. Let me keep looking for the time when you're going to flap the wings and take off of here.
Yes.
Amen. And when you see those things happening, when you see that we can begin to hit a certain place, remember the doors will be closed. And it will be like nothing happened for a little while. And during that time, people believe they're still getting saved. But nobody will be able to come in or go out. And when the fire will begin to fall, it was already finished. A little season before.
Amen. True, brother.
Sometimes it makes you wonder exactly where we at. Because the time is so close, it's not like you can draw a line and divide the time. Because the thing is already happening. It put in a think and wonder. But when these things happen, be revealed. Or maybe, Lord, we have to see it clearer, we see it clearer. And it's breaking forth to get us ready. Oh Lord, is this happening? And not many days from now, we see the power of God strike the church in such a way. And we see all these things that is already in writing just begin to come out like that now. And publish for your information. This is what to do with laws, you know. You ever notice how laws has come out? They have the council at the community. They have their people in the back there. They sit down, discuss over the table, they pass it. Next day, they print the papers. Tomorrow, you start throwing anything in the airport, $500 they charge you. So you go up in the airport the day before, you know what's going on. You need to pack a nuts and you throw it on the floor. A man snatch your right there, you see, you read that sign on the wall over it. It's something that's happened. And you hit that time, but your spirit is still living like the way you used to live before that time came in. Because it didn't move in time. It didn't catch the revelation to move in time. It didn't discern what God is doing. Telling you, wake up and move. It's a moving time. And when Esau saw it, you know what happened? He said, oh God, I didn't move in time. And he thought he could pray and get God maybe to open back the door so he can get himself through. And then God closed it back. But you know there was no place of repentance?
Yes.
But you know you were seeking a place?
Yes.
Don't let state of emergency get desperate. We have a lot of desperate people in state of emergency. But in that time, it made him have a place of repentance. Remember, the way we're going to know is by a revelation. Don't look for the power as a sign. The rain fell after the doors was done closed 7 days before. So don't say the power being manifested among the church, I'll make the decision. No. Noah, when he said the power manifesting in Enoch, he said, time for me to go through the tribulations. Time to get close to the ark and get ready to give my life. Seal my testimony with my blood. When the foolish virgin see the bride going up, when we see that power among the church, the real bride, they're going to realize they miss it. Because why? It was coming as a revelation. They couldn't see it. And the same way, when the Lord had descended, the people had missed it. Because it was the seals was being revealed and they didn't know when those revelations were coming forth, the Lord had descended from heaven. That was the sign. Think about those things deeply. Only Noah and the little group knew the doors being shut. And Noah and the little group around the world will know when the doors being shut. It's a close time. It's a time where you must be certain of God. Not uncertain. Not halting between two opinions. Not kind of hard to make up your mind what you really are. Not wondering, you know, that if this is right or that is right. Or by now, you should know what's right and wrong. This is the hour you should be glad if you have no reservation. Unreservedly, everything stands a prisoner. The believer is not trying to fight and die and die that. You know. The believer knew that was the message all along, to die, so he could have preeminence. What you're looking for is the preeminence in your life. Because you knew all along it was emptying out. Emptying out. Whether you understood or not, you knew yourself. And the things that you need to empty out.
Amen.
But then God has given forth the revelation, so it is about finished now. Proving to you the time. Like you see, oh my, it's over. And you look and you see it's over. And you say, but I still have that to do. I still have that to do. And I didn't do that. And I didn't make that right. And I had that to fix. Oh my, what am I going to do? No. The believer cannot get caught there. A person get caught there, you check yourself. Maybe you think more highly of yourself than you ought to think these past 2 years. You thought as a believer. You might be a make-believer or unbeliever. But the believer, they are ready to sell out. When these things happen, it comes as a consolation. It says, thank you, Lord. I obey the Spirit's wind when He said, will it all be clean? Let's sing that tonight. When I saw the cleansing fountain. When I saw the cleansing fountain. Open wide for all my sins. There could be a few days left still. Don't let anything that must be done remain undone tonight. The last part of the message is coming forth. This past week we have been right caught up in the midst of it. I will praise Him. I will praise Him with all my heart tonight. Praise the Lamb. That Lamb who opened the seals. That Lamb that was found worthy. Oh, tonight from your heart, give Him glory, all ye people. Seems straight and narrow. You will be there that find it. All I claim was swept away. Oh, He's purging His precious blood tonight. My ambitions, plans, and wishes. Now it's harvest time. We're in July, the sun is in full strength. And the wheat is becoming golden brown. At my feet, the lashes lay. Everyone singing, I will praise Him, I will praise Him. God's fire upon the altar.
God's fire upon the altar.
Of my heart was set aflame. Oh, let him light the flame tonight. I shall never cease to praise him. I saw the cleansing fountain open wide for all my sin. I obeyed the Spirit's wooing when He said, "Will thou be clean? Will thou be clean?
Will thou be made whole tonight? He's wooing you. For the time is at hand. The door is fixing to be closed. He that is filthy be filthy still. He that is holy be holy still. We stand in his presence tonight. Let your heart be the altar. As you lay aside all your ambitions, all the plans, and all the wishes, at your feet and ashes lay, then let God's fire come upon the altar of your heart. Set it aflame. And may you go forth and show forth his praises. Hallelujah. This time with our heads bowed, eyes closed, we come to the end of this service. Seeing the hour, the time that we are living in, the things that is taking place, we want to be so surrendered unto him. We want to have him first in our lives, to know that in him we live and move and have our being. And he can have his preeminences within us. And we can stand in the same harmony that he stood with when he was here on the earth. That harmony that exists between him and the Father. The seed existing between him and his church. That is out of our hearts tonight. If we look on him in prayer, just want to call Brother Noel to come and ask God bless him and dismiss him tonight.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for your goodness, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for your grace towards us, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for your great Holy Spirit coming down in your mercy, Lord God. Lord, we are reiterating the things you spoke to us through your prophet, Lord. Coming back, Lord, and bringing all these loose ends, Lord Jesus. Lord, these things that we just quote, knowing the prophet said it, Lord. But Lord, you coming and making it plain, showing this is the time, this is the season, Lord God. Lord, when we thought, even in ourselves, that there was nothing more to be revealed, Lord. Lord, you come and show us, Lord, that your ways is above our ways, Lord. Lord, and your thoughts are above our thoughts, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, and you come and make these things known to us tonight, Lord God. Lord, and we thank you, we praise you, we love you, we appreciate you, Lord God. Lord God, we lift our hands towards you and give it to you, Lord. Lord, we magnify your name, we glorify your name, Lord God, for these things, Lord. Lord, we know this word in itself, Lord God. Lord, it bring us to that place of repentance, Lord. Lord, it would bring us to that place of faith towards you, Lord. Lord, it would bring a deeper love, a deeper appreciation in our hearts for you, Lord God. Lord, for we know for a surety, Lord, is your amazing grace towards us, Lord. Lord, as you come along and reveal these things, Lord God. Lord, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. Lord, we leave here strengthened tonight, Lord God. Lord, we leave with a greater faith, Lord. We leave with more courage, more strength, Lord Jesus. Lord God, as the people are about to go, Father, Lord, may you guide and protect them on the way, Lord Jesus. Lord, may they walk in the Spirit, Lord God. Lord, our beloved brother and servant, your minister, Lord. Lord, may you continue to inspire him, Lord Jesus. Lord, we don't ask it, but we believe and know, Lord. Lord, that your little flock, Father, will remain in the Spirit, Lord. Until Sunday, we continue in this strength of your word, Lord. We thank you and we praise you for everything, Lord. For we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, his honor and his glory. Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Father. Oh, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. As you have a seat in the ocean this mercy, let's sing, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. No service tomorrow. Take a little rest. Refresh yourself. Chew over. And then we come on Sunday morning. It's so much. Sometimes I think I could reach a certain place when the night comes and we just can reach so far. But I trust it become more and more real to you and more plain. And while you go it over, may God bless you richly with a real clear revelation in your heart. Surely good.